today's very special presentation, Best of 2020, a brand steal with Mike Bloom and Chappelle, is sponsored by our friends over at Coastal.com, makers of fine eyewear that you can try on virtually anywhere. Look, 2020 is going to be remembered for a lot of things, but one of the things it's also done is that people used to brag, oh, my eyesight's 2020. Well, 2020 taught us anything. 2020 is not that great, okay? So take away that stigma of not having 2020 vision. You've got 2040, 2010, whatever it is that you have, you can feel better about not having 2020 vision after this year. But if you're like me, you've been staring at these screens all year long and like, boy, I didn't need to look that closely at the computer screen. Maybe it's time for me to get a new pair of glasses. Coastal.com is coming in to save the day because you can get prescription glasses starting at $9 with free shipping and 30-day risk-free returns. They've got a great offer for our listeners. 30-day risk-free returns, 50% off at coastal.com/Rob. 50% off. You don't joke. That's not a holiday sale. That is the offer right now. Coastal.com/Rob. You can try on their glasses virtually as well. Turn frames into sunglasses by testing out. It works sort of like a filter that you would use on social media. You can pick out the glasses that you would want. You try them on your face using your phone, and you can see what you look like without having to go to the store. It's not easy to go to the store right now. People say that you shouldn't go to the store right now. So you can do it all from home without wasting time or money. Coastal has over 2,000 frames to choose from and 24-hour customer support. We're talking about Newsweek's America's Best customer support. And when you buy a pair from Coastal, you can donate to someone in need with just one click at no extra cost. They've given more than 470,000 pairs of glasses to people in need. Starting at $9, no need to leave this over. You can't get a sandwich for $9. This is the new way to shop for glasses. Coastal.com. Use your FSA benefits now before they run out. Now and for a limited time, they're offering our listeners the best deal they have anywhere. 50% off your first pair of glasses at coastal.com/Rob. Free shipping, 30-day risk-free returns, and 50% off at coastal.com/Rob. Only for a limited time. coastal.com/Rob. Some restrictions apply. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, and we are back with our traditional year-end special that we have been for years on Rob's podcast, doing a bonus podcast at the end of the season. Once upon a time, I used to talk about the holiday stuff. Then one year, I think it was two years ago, Mike Bloom and I did a all-holiday brand steal. Last year, that became a Stars of 2019 Big Brother season, and here we are today for our Stars of 2020 Survivor Brand Steel simulation. And here is the man. Some call him Mr. Brand Steel. We call him Mike Bloom.
So happy to add another title to the mantle. I've gained so many over the course of the past week. But yes, in a year that many have thought is in the worst simulation possible, we are here to talk about 2020, very fittingly, in a simulation scenario.
Okay, Mike, very excited to have you back here with us. And I'm also very excited to do a brand steal with this man. Never brand steeled with him before. Some would call him one of the stars of 2020. Please welcome back the great Chappelle. Chappelle, how are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to brand steal with you. I've branded with Mike before, so this should be fun. This should be fun. And thank you. That's a great compliment. One of the stars of 2020, because this year sucked. So I guess doing the bare minimum has gotten me here.
It was a low bar to clear, but you are a highlight, Chappelle, and so glad you're here and not in the brand steal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't put me in a brand steal. Like, I'm one of those, like, I would never be like yourself, a Rob G. Otis. I would, like, I'm going out at the merge just because people are tired of me just talking.
I will say up front that we got so many submissions for Stars of 2020 for this particular one. And, you know, there are many who did not make the cut. And there was some talk about putting in, for example, like the RHAP class of 2020. or Chappelle sort of like as an envoy for that. And I will say, you know, we want to put our fingers on the scale too much. You know, we want to have equal investment in everybody because, you know, we just have too much love of the class of 2020 who absolutely killed it in this year.
Yes. And yeah. Chappelle, you're okay with that, right?
Yeah. The class of 2020 is amazing. They're all amazing people. I've been so happy to be included with them. But yeah, if I'm going to play, it needs to be Big Brother, and we need to have a lot of producer interference. I'm talking about wall yellers. We need to have like golden powers of vetoes and all kinds of like people just like Pandora's box. Everything needs to be changed up so I can win. So I'm very happy to be here for a Survivor thing that I'm not included in.
Okay. All right. Well, these are the stars of 2020. And we had a couple of criteria. If you go back to 2019, we really looked at who were the stars of entertainment, pop culture. We tried to avoid stars of the news.
Yes. So, I mean, straight up, I think we're going to go as non-political as possible. We did break the rule a couple of times for those that were involved.
Politics adjacent, perhaps.
Exactly. We also avoided, I think, majorly athletic figures. I think that was partially due to my own ineptitude, though I think that ineptitude has turned into like a basic knowledge over the course of a year. So at least something has happened in the past 365 days proper. Mm. But suffice it to say, you know, we cast a bit of a wide net last year when we started this thing by bringing in, as you said, a bunch of people. If you haven't checked it out last year, I very highly recommend
it.
Yeah, it was Rob and I being like punch drunk after a big jam-packed week of the Survivor reunion and finale, recording it at like 10 o'clock
at night.
I think
it was the night before we were going to the Survivor Island of the Idols finale.
What a pregame, you know?
Yeah, while I think Mike had flown across the country.
Yeah, exactly. While others were out partying, Rob and I were sitting in the studio talking about how Popeye's chicken sandwich might beat Keanu Reeves in the end, but they both fell. Spoiler alert, if you don't want to know about this, skip a little bit ahead. But we're going to have somebody sit in the winner's circle this time next to, of course, Lizzo, who yes, overcame a lot in that competition to win this time. And now we have, I would say we have another 20 individuals vying for the crown, but there might be some familiar faces here, and I don't just mean if you've been paying attention to pop culture this year.
Okay. All right. So that we have been inundated with your picks for who should be on our 20-person season here of Survivor Stars of 2020. Let's meet the tribes. Okay. Mike, can you tell us, how did we land on these tribe names?
I mean, 2020 had a lot of, as Chappelle said, pretty crappy stuff happening. And I think, unfortunately, I felt like we were more than many years met with a wealth of celebrity deaths. And so I decided to honor them in a way by naming the tribes for this season after some of the bigger luminaries that we unfortunately lost this year for one reason or another.
Okay. All right. Let's take a look at what we have. If you are listening to the podcast and you want to follow along, you can follow the video of this on our YouTube channel, or we'll have a link in the show notes for this episode of the podcast, of course, at robisawebsite.com. All right, let's take a look at the big board. All right, first up, Mike, a returning player?
Yeah, so we're starting straight up with someone from one of Chappelle's favorite franchises. Baby Yoda makes his return second year in a row. He came out strong last year. This time, much like Kim Spradlin, he comes back with a different name. This is Grogu. Yeah. Also previously, artist formerly known as Baby Yoda is back.
So, Chappelle, I know you are a big Baby Yoda guy.
Oh, yeah. Live long and prosper.
Yes.
This is my favorite character of this cast, and it's not even close. I've been using pronouns recently due to a wrestling watch that I recently did. So I've been using pronouns, and I'm thinking I'm going to call him Brogu. Or Baby Broda.
Okay. Baby Broda.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I think I might push back a little bit on Baby Yoda being here. I do not think he had as good of a year in 2020 as he did in 2019. Dare I mention that the whole thing where he was canceled for eating Frog Lady's eggs?
Yeah, so I think he did bring some more news in the headlines, though, right? There was stuff, there was the memes of him spinning up macaroons. And, you know, we're going to spoil The Mandalorian here, obviously, which you know, finished as soon as last week. So spoiler alert, if you don't want to necessarily hear details, they'll come out over the course of the podcast.
I would have to say, as far as Baby Yoda is concerned, I like Jedi who don't get captured, okay? You know?
Well, then you don't know. Then you don't like too many Jedi, Rob. That's something they're want to do.
So, I don't know. I think Baby Yoda might have peaked in 2019. Did not have a great year in 2020 in my book.
This is news to me. This is news to me. I didn't know Broda left. He had a departure. Is he going to be replaced by like an other Jedi? Captain Kirk not busy? Like, what happens now?
I don't know.
And I mean, but also to that point, this is actually not only the second appearance, but actually the third appearance Baby Yoda has made in a Brain Steal.
He's in the Star Wars Brain Steal.
Yeah, when you, me, and Josh Wigler did the Star Wars Brain Steal several months ago, he was in there too. So he really has become like the most recurring character on these Brain Steals in the past year. And to Chappelle and Rob's point, this might be the last time he appears, depending on if he is off the Mandalorian series. But I feel like he's still in the talk. To Rob's point, it's the Streisand effect. Any attention is good attention sometimes. In the case of Baby Yoda, yes, he may be eating eggs, but hopefully if they get eggs as part of a chicken reward, he's not going to, you know,
hoard them all. Okay. Let's talk about Catherine O'Hara is here, Mike. Is this strictly off of the success of Schitt's Creek?
Yeah, so, I mean, she is, I would say, probably the most popular actress/character coming out of Schitt's Creek. Of course, Moira Rose. Rob, you're checking out Schitt's Creek, so you are seeing this firsthand. Schitt's Creek made giant waves this year, becoming, I believe, the most, like, Emmy-winning comedy in TV history this past year. And I do feel like there was also a second wave of those people this winter that were like, wait a minute, Kath, I didn't realize the mom from Schitt's Creek was the mom in Home Alone. So it almost feels like, yes, a bit of like an O'Hara-sance going
pass
on right
to
now.
Kevin.
Yeah, exactly. So Catherine O'Hara has been recognized in more ways than one finally this year for all the incredible work she does in Hollywood. So, you know, I figured she is sort of representing Dan Levy, Eugene Levy, Annie Murphy, and the rest of her cast. But I feel if you're picking a Schitt's Creek cast member, it's got to be Moira Rose.
I think Kevin McAllister was in one of our Brand Steals also. So a little bit of connective tissue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everyone's related to each other.
Okay.
I was happy to see Catherine and O'Hara in Schitt's Creek. I was surprised that she was a slightly better parent in Schitt's Creek than she was in Home Alone. I have not forgotten that they've deserted this child twice and that Child Protective Services should have been knocking at the door. Mm-hmm. But we can overlook that because Alexis and David turned out like great individuals. We watched it for six seasons and they became great individuals, I would think. We got to see some evolution. But yeah, it was good to see her in a situation where she wasn't just deserting her kids and going on vacation.
All right. Catherine O'Hara. Gal Gadot is here.
Yeah, so this goes back to what I said before about the Streisand effect, because Gal Gadot certainly had a year.
Is it Gadot? I said Gadot.
I feel like when I saw her on SNL, I believe it. I thought, you know, Daryl Hammond said Gadot, but I don't follow Daryl Hammond for life rules. I shouldn't follow him for pronunciation rules. But Gal, I'll just call her Gal.
Wonder Gal.
Yeah, so we're still a few days away from her big movie release streaming release that's finally happening in Wonder Woman 1984. But she more made news in 2020 for what could be described best as tone deaf in her celebrity group song to Imagine to help get people through the pandemic.
That's okay. She's going to make up for it because she got her whole tribe together to sing a holiday song for us.
Yeah, could this be like the Ron Clark of the Kobe tribe?
Yeah, yes. And Mike, you are correct, of course, that the D on her last name is not silent. Do not silent the D.
Never.
The Big T energy. Or the T.
Our favorite energy.
Or the O, yeah.
No, there are many people on this tribe, I think, who would agree. Do not silence the D.
Yes. Okay. All right. So Gal Gadot is here. All right. How about Joe Exotic, Chappelle?
Yeah.
Your guy.
My guy. My dad. Joe Exotic. Joey E. That's my guy. I'm very happy to look at the big man, Joe Chappelle Sr. On this cast. He's probably still incarcerated, which if you've seen The Tiger King, he should be. Mm-hmm. But luckily, we were able to get him for a little bit on this tribe. I have high hopes. Hopefully, he doesn't have any like enemies. any tigers or anybody else on the other tribe that he should be worried about. But yeah, it's good to see Joe, you know, not shackled by the chains of, you know,
be a Richard Hatch thing where he petitioned a judge to be able to participate in the Survivor Brand Steal, and he was surprisingly granted the request.
Yeah, exactly. And that judge should be on standby, because the moment this man gets eliminated, he needs to go back to jail.
But yeah, I mean, listen, we know about people being able to create leisurely activities to help get the tribe morale up. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know what orgies Joe Exotic is planning petting zoos, but I think he'll try to keep spirits up, I believe.
Okay. All right. Very excited. Megan the Stallion is here.
Hey, H-Town's finest.
Big year for Megan the Stallion. I think she is hoping by the end of this to have a WAP, a wild ass performance in the game of Survivor.
Yes. She is ready for the water challenges.
Yep. Bring a bucket and a mop for that wild ass performance. Give it everything you got in your wild ass performance.
Yes. Okay. Ready to cook for the tribe with that macaroni in a pot.
No, she don't cook, she don't clean. That's how she's getting the ring of honor here on this wild ass performance in Survivor.
Somewhere Ben Shapiro is like, I don't understand this season of Survivor. I'm not getting it.
I don't get it. No. Google it. And Google Joe Exotic.
All right. Oh, this tribe will be ultra competitive as Michael Jordan is here. It was a Michael Jordan renaissance, as the only sports that we saw for 10 weeks was highlights of the 1998 NBA season with Michael Jordan and The Last Dance.
Yeah, this is one of these moments where I think everyone should pause the podcast and like contemplate for 10 seconds. Yes, The Last Dance was in 2020. Surprisingly so. This was the way to kick it off, right? Was to see Michael Jordan in a brand new light. But I'm assuming he's been in Ponderosa for a while, listening to stuff on his headphones, getting in the mood, and now he's ready to come out and play, flu or not.
Yeah. Chappelle, I do feel like that while you might not be familiar with Baby Yoda, that he's very Phil Jackson-like. Very,
Baby Yoda is Phil Jackson-like?
Yeah, I think so.
So that means he has a really high ass and he wears his pants up high?
He's in touch with the
horse. Yeah, you don't want to see him rock that robe.
Okay.
Yeah, very laid back. Yeah.
Right.
Let's
mad at it.
From a Charlotte Hornet to a Murder Hornet.
Yes. So one of the many existential terrors threatening our very existence this year was this idea of murder hornets, these larger than life. I want to say they're Japanese bugs that, you know, you can see from the picture are... They rep quite a size, so I think that these are going to be beasts in the challenges. I fear them on one-on-one physical challenges, because I think once you get stung, forget getting medevaced, you are basically like shipped to the coroner immediately.
Chappelle, you worried about murder hornets?
In my daily life or in this competition?
In real life, not in this.
No. I have far bigger things. There are people who want to kill me. I'm not worried about a hornet.
I
pick my odds over the murder hornet. I could step on it or, you know, just like swat it or whatever. I'm not going to go out by a murder hornet. Maybe like a stingray might take me out, but not a murder hornet. I think
that's interesting. I wonder if Murder Hornet gets to the final tribal council and somebody's like, okay, who's the stingray? Who's the monkey and who's the dead fish?
There you go.
Okay. It did not last long, but Quibi is here.
Yeah, Quibi. We'll see.
For a quick bite.
I guess, what do we call like a Survivor version of a Quibi? A Francesca of like how long someone will last on the island? Quibi
is the first boot that you couldn't draw it up better.
Yeah,
I believe it's Francesca.
But Quibi is very versatile, right? You can say it, you can watch it in landscape or in portrait mode, or at least you could. Because the big thing about Quibi was it was this big media platform that was touted for the vast majority of the year, came out, tanked nearly immediately, and basically closed down in the course of, what, less than 6 months total?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or a short rise and fall for Quibi.
Yeah, this is Quibi's like final lap. You know, it closed down on December 1st. This is the end of December. We're going to give it a official farewell to 2020 and Quibi at the same exact time.
All right. This was certainly a hot item at points in 2020. Toilet paper is here.
Yeah, toilet paper is definitely going to be a swing vote, right? Everyone wants toilet paper in their corner. This is definitely something that was in demand for most of the year. Now, I guess the question is toilet paper naturally sponsored by Charmin?
Yeah, I would think so. If Rudy Bosch was here, he said, You know, I don't know why anybody would bring toilet paper here, except if they were going to use it for the Bible.
I thought you were going to say in case they were getting some bargains.
You get no bargains. But, yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy toilet paper is here. I mean, it was already a hot item in my house. You know, I didn't take
Put some respect on its name, 2020.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it didn't take a global shutdown for me to buy toilet paper. I just thought it was fascinating that people said, wash your hands, and toilet paper was the first thing to go, and soap was just hanging out. Just hanging out. But whatever. Toilet paper's here, and I'm happy to see it.
Yeah, I think you pride certain body parts above others, even though, to your point, I think much more, some body parts are more covered than other ones for the vast majority of the day and might not need as much scrutiny.
Right. Okay. Somebody's going to hit toilet paper with it. You need to get in the ocean and wipe your ass.
Okay. See if toilet paper holds up if we have some torrential downpours at any point.
Oh, yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion is ready, but I don't know if toilet paper is.
Yeah. What is that? The Bob Dog thing? You got to build, take the bathroom, yeah, and put the toilet paper and stack it in there.
Yeah, I think the toilet paper is going to build its own shelter and just call it the Casa de Charbon and just hoard itself in there, and nobody else is invited.
Okay.
There you go.
Who could tell me about Tom Nook?
Yeah, so Tom Nook is a guy who knows his way around an island. So Tom Nook came about, he has been a staple of the video game series Animal Crossing since his initial incarnation in, I want to say, 2001. But he really came to prominence, and Animal Crossing did, earlier this year when, during the pandemic, Animal Crossing New Horizons came at perfectly the right time for people to build their homes. That being said, Tom Nook has been the perennial thorn in everyone's sides for nearly two decades as the man who lends you a house, and then you have to essentially pay the first objective of the game is to pay him back. So it'll be interesting to see how he brokers his negotiation skills, Angelina style, with the fact
he's
that
he's a landlord.
Is a yeah, he was a landlord. He offered the house. He offers you your starter home in exchange for paying back, you know, a small debt of bells for one lump sum.
Oh, okay. All right.
Tom Nook, I don't know. It's not a great year for landlords as far as I'm concerned. So, no. Tom Nook, I am worried about you. I'm not going to lie. If I'm rooting to get somebody, it's Tom Nook. I'm sorry, Tom. But, okay. Yeah.
All right. Let's meet our other tribe. Taking on the Kobe tribe is the Bozeman tribe.
Yes, of course, named after Bozeman, Montana. No, definitely Chadwick Bozeman, the late great king of Wakanda, repping purple, of course. And so let's move from video game to video game here. If Animal Crossing was all about the first half of 2020, definitively the video game of the second half of 2020 was Among Us. And we had to see, in a game of social strategy like Among Us, can an imposter make their way through the tasks at camp as easily as they can through tasks on a spaceship? We shall see if it applies tonight, gentlemen. Mm,
looking pretty sus already.
Oh, gosh. We're going to do this all day, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so. And what else you say? What else you say? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's some tribal sabotage going on. We see it. It's coming. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look. Everything was going fine in 2020 until this guy showed up. It's Baby Nut.
Yeah. So again, this is another moment where we need to like pause and sincerely look at the fact that this happened in 2020. This was one of the bigger things to come out of the Super Bowl besides Shakira's tongue, where Mr. Peanut died.
Yeah.
Saving his friends, straight up died, was reincarnated in the form of Baby Nut.
That was the first celebrity death of 2020.
Yeah, exactly. And then Baby Nut went on to like Groot style, accelerated, mature himself to 21, I believe is the age he's at now.
He did? Where was I during all this?
I was just about to say, I thought we never saw Baby Nut again.
No, this was a couple of months ago, I believe, that Planters announced that Baby Nut is now 21. So watch
he's
out,
not,
people.
Baby Nut is not a thing.
Watch. Well, listen, this is good. Baby Nut doesn't need to lie about drinking on the rewards, right? He can be like, you know, this is a choice instead of a legality thing. So I think this helps him a little bit.
August 11th, Planters Baby Nut is turning 21 and is now named Peanut Jr. No, it's not.
Wow. Baby Nut's 21. He can drink.
You grow up so fast. Gosh.
I'm more concerned. I'm not really concerned with Baby Nut drinking, you know, now that he's 21. Or I guess we're assuming we're playing with this is Baby Nut. that we're going to, assuming is in this, not 21-year-old Nut. This is a Nut Junior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think we can see him mature over the course of time. Like, we'll see how much the beard grows in. Maybe he'll end up looking like 21-year-old Nut by the end of it.
Yeah, I'll just call him Lil Nut just so we can just so we can encompass all that stuff. But I have a real problem with Lil Nut being here because, you know, in Survivor, there's always a chance for a showman. And if Lil Nut gets into a showman, I might have to start. I might call shenanigans.
Yeah, I mean, Chappelle was there. The very first brain steal that Chappelle did was with myself and Josh Wigler. And there was a romance between underage Peter Parker and very much overage Gamora from Guardians of the Galaxy. It was a weird ass thing to talk about.
Peter Parker.
Yeah. Hopefully, people aren't trying to get their nut this time and they just leave the showmances alone.
Okay. All right. Baby Nut is here. All right. Beth Harmon is here. Mike, tell us about Beth Harmon.
Beth Harmon is the main character from one of the new Netflix dramas, The Queen's Gambit. She is a chess master, a grand chess master. So look out, Marty Piombo. She was able to do what you said you could. but the thing is, you know, she has shown herself to be a complicated character. She showed herself to have some anger issues. Clearly a lot to work for, very much feels like an underdog. She's really is like, feels like a natural David, I think, amongst all this cast.
Okay. All right. Beth Harmon is here. Another queen, a queen of the wildlife is here. Carol Baskin, Chappelle.
Yes. Killed her husband, whacked him, right? Don't ask me. No, what is it? Don't ask me if it even happened. I don't know. It's been a long time. It's been a long year. I used to have the Carole Baskin song memorized, and now it's the end of 2020, and I forgot that happened this year. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to see Auntie Carol here, you know, to go up against Joe Exotic. I'm wondering if they'll be able to put their differences aside and actually, you know, work together, or if they'll come to a head and end up taking each other out of the game. I'm
excited to see it. Yep, we'll see. Mm-hmm. Can they work together? Can they stop coming after each other? We'll see. Carol Baskin, could she give him a jury vote in the end? So many questions about Carol Baskin versus Joe Exotic. Mike, that could have been the subtitle for the season.
Yeah, I mean, if we want to do a Redemption Island Rob versus Rivals. Russell season, I do think like Joe Exotic versus Carol Baskin would have been right there.
Yeah. Okay. Dolly Parton is here. Boy, Dolly Parton's been in the news a lot.
Yes. So for various reasons, even from the beginning of the year, she had that whole Dolly Parton challenge. You remember when she was like, this is me on LinkedIn. This is me on Facebook. This is me on Instagram. People were having fun with that.
You sure that wasn't 5 years ago?
No, that was earlier this year. You know, I think by the end of this, we probably are all looking a little bit more like Dolly in terms of just the age showing on our face, even though she looks fantastic. But obviously she's coming to more prominence due to her fantastic work helping promote research for the COVID vaccine, and she also just came out with a holiday album and a subsequent special as well on CBS. So like, we are really, you know, we thought the time of Dollywood was when she hit her peak, but it sounds like we found a new one in terms of relevance.
Okay. All right. Chappelle, any thoughts on Dolly Parton?
I have a lot of thoughts about Dolly Parton. But I'm very happy that she's here as well. I'm looking for her to save the world. Her COVID vaccines and all this good stuff. But I'm also looking forward to the holiday album. I haven't gotten into it yet, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
Holly Dolly Christmas, it's called.
Okay.
Oh my God. I changed my mind. Rob, erase it.
You don't like it anymore.
is this live?
All right. Somebody else who's involved with the COVID vaccines. We couldn't talk about 2020 without talking about Dr. Anthony Fauci is here.
Now, I have, you know, there's a lot of respect for this guy. The only issue I have is if he's put on the throwing part of any challenge, look out, because your tribe is guaranteed to lose there. He is no Chris Noble in that regard.
Mike, come on. That was one time, Mike.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't judge me on one throw.
We shall see. You know, is he going to pull a Jimmy Johnson and hold like briefings every morning updating the camp as to what's going on? I'm not entirely sure. And will that bug people? We shall see if his expertise in handling viruses moves over to the game of Survivor.
Okay. Chappelle, excited to see Fauci here.
Yeah, we always love a good Tony on Survivor, right? This is our guy. the Tony that doesn't suck. We'll see.
I mean, he's built the spy shack so he could quarantine himself to not spread anything.
Maybe I'll be in the spy nest. Maybe I'll be talking llama. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Elon Musk is here. Was this the year Elon Musk was high on the Joe Rogan show? Was that this year?
I believe that was last year, but still this year, right? There was the SpaceX flight. I believe he became the second richest man in the world, passing Bill Gates. Mm-hmm. And also, most memetically, he named his son or whatever it's called.
I think, didn't he change the X or something?
No, I mean, I think they changed the name slightly, but it still is like XA12, you know, sounds like a vitamin you take from like, you know, when you walk down the wrong street in Chinatown and you take an unmarked bottle of something.
That was oddly specific,
yes,
Michael.
Very specific.
Yeah, I would love for you to elaborate for another day.
Okay,
that's why you don't see the lower half of me.
All right.
Oh my gosh,
Mike. Elon Musk. I'm not rooting for Elon Musk here, Chappelle.
You hate to, right? Like you hate to see the rich getting richer.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Some say all people, everybody with, you know, that much money, you know, mm-hmm. can't, you know, yeah, whatever. But you know, he's here to play. There's a lot of wealthy people on this tribe and in this game. So hopefully that his income won't be something that impacts his gameplay or at least the way the jury looks at him. I think they're all on a level playing field when it comes to that.
Okay. We had another breakout insect besides the murder hornet this year. It's the fly that landed on Mike Pence's head.
Y'all said y'all were not going political, and yet here it is, Mike Pence's sidekick, the fly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I like this. They're like a vaudeville act. It's Mike Pence and the fly.
Yeah.
It's the fly and Mike Pence.
Okay, all right, you got first billing. Yeah.
I'll never forget that night that I was watching the vice presidential debate. And I said, Nicole, can you believe it? There's a fly on our TV set. We're trying to watch this thing. And then I noticed that it was moving back and forth. And I said, wait, that's not on our TV. It's on Mike Pence's head. I couldn't believe it.
So that being said, if you're looking for someone who can blend in easily, I think the fly has gotta have you there, right? Like he's gonna perch. Nobody's gonna really notice him, and people will spill their secrets unaware that the fly is around them at all times.
Yeah.
I don't know. I walked in the house and saw the debate was on TV, and I said, "Oh my God, that fly is standing on something disgusting. Kill it." And the fly, kill the fly. So yeah, I'm happy. I'm not so happy to see the fly here, but you know, it could be worse.
Okay.
Could be worse.
All right. Another returning player from the best of 2019 is back. It's Taylor Swift.
T-Sweezy.
Taylor had a big year in 2019. Probably most prominently, she had a showmance with Thanos during our Big Brother season. Mm-hmm. But she's back for putting out not one, but two big albums. So we shall see if her work in the field of Survivor is as good as her work standing in a field writing various songs.
She's Sweezy. I'm happy to see her. Rob, I'm very excited. I'm a Swiftie.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm not a hardcore Swiftie. I'm like a Swiffer, yeah. Like a wet jet. Yeah, bring a bucket and a mop.
Bring a bucket.
Yeah, I was happy to hear that her new album just dropped. I like Evermore more than Folklore. So,
Whoa. If
you are listening to this and you have a dissenting opinion, keep it to yourself. It's not going to save Taylor Swift in this game. I think she is one of the bigger targets since she played again. You know, she's playing again for the second time.
Everybody's always trying to take her down.
Everyone's trying to take her down, you know, and she doesn't have any bad blood with anybody right now, but we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's also interesting as well in that, you know, last time she did come in with Kanye West, who I think was her most bad blood. She's a little bit more of a free agent right now, but who knows? She may, you know, take a break to go into the bushes and talk with her boyfriend under a pseudonym who's able to, you know, pen some dialogue for her with her new tribe mates.
Okay. And then finally, we could not be all together in 2020 without our 20th castaway, Zoom.
Here we are. Yeah, Zoom was the video software
breakout star.
Yeah, huge in 2020. We shall see. You know, I feel like Zoom is actually prepared for the game of Survivor. It is used to showing people in their underwear, albeit accidentally. People in their weirdest moments, people asking questions that make them sound like they're malnourished, like, how do I turn this thing on? Can you hear me? Can you see my screen? So it'll be interesting. Zoom might ask one too many questions in that regard, but I do think Zoom has the most interaction with people. And I think, you know, I'm imagining Zoom's going to start a lot of, you know, confessionals with, like, as a video platform, It's, you know, I really like know the like, game of Survivor very well.
Or it's going to have a lot of conversations. Wait, you're muted. You're muted. Yeah. You're muted. No, you got to turn your mic on. You're muted.
Will you turn your camera on? Mm-hmm. I think Zoom has probably one of the bigger targets on their backs during this game, because I hate Zoom at this point. I hope we never see it after 2020.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right. Are we ready to... Mike, what season is this that we're playing?
This is Millennials versus Gen X, because let's face it, this year was very much a battle of generations in many regards, so I feel like it was most appropriate.
Yes. Chappelle, who are some of the bigger snubs that aren't here?
We had a long list. I think at the end, we bumped Queen Elizabeth. You know, she had a spot, but old Rob, please, ageism in 2020. How dare you?
Old
she
news, is, I said.
Oh yeah, that too. I think Meghan Markle and Harry.
Hey, we got Meghan the Stallion.
Yeah, not enough room for
it would be like Meghan M and Meghan T S.
Yeah, Meghan T S.
Not Meghan T S. Oh my god. I think that there was not room for all the big stars of 2020, but there were definitely a few that just kind of got left on the cutting room floor. Shakira herself, Shakira's tongue. Mm-hmm. I would have rooted for Shakira's tongue.
I think Shakira will fill the Sia role this season of being the pop star to give out money to celebrities that she likes by the end of this.
Okay. All right. Nice. Let's go to Mike. I just click over here. That's going to go to the
I
right thing.
Scroll down to the bottom and click.
Proceed. Okay. All
proceed,
right.
Yep.
Yeah. And while I do that, shout out to all the frontline workers. Of course, we see you guys. Sure. We love you guys for doing the work that you guys have done. But this is no place for you. Watch this from the comfort of your homes if you get a chance to.
Yes. Yeah,
and that's the thing as well, is that obviously I think the true stars of 2020 is everyone who has put their life and health and safety on the line to serve those who lack those certain things. So obviously to everyone from healthcare workers to even teachers or even, you know, restaurant workers, those had to sacrifice some of that for their livelihood and to make sure that we do this goofy stuff. We profusely thank you. This would not have happened without you. And so you definitely are the like invisible 21st player of this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our Brant Steel of 2020 is about to get underway. But first, let's take one break here before we get the game started to thank our friends over at Solo Stove. Look, we know on Survivor, fire represents life. Sitting around the campfire is what we like to do as humans, not just at Tribal Council, but especially right now when we're trying to still have a socially distanced get-togethers. We need to be outside. A Solo Stove is a great, safe way to get a campfire set up wherever you go. Warmth, brilliance, connection. These fireside moments ground you in what it means to be human. Solo Stove, so cool. Unlike anything else that you've seen, it is a stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. It looks super cool, and it is super cool. So little smoke, you'll wonder how there's even fire in there with no campfire smell, just the fire that you want to keep you warm, to sit around during this time of year. It's perfect. I have a Solo Stove. I'm going to get it out for this holiday week to sit around, maybe have a glass of wine out by the fire with the First Lady of podcasting. No campfire smell on your clothes or hair. Nothing left but ultra fine ash for easy cleanup. From camp stoves to backyard bonfires, Solo Stove products are portable and built to last. No Becky and Sundra situation going on over here. Your fire is blazing in minutes. You could take your Solo Stove with you on the road, set it up on a rooftop or in the backyard. Solo Stove is so confident in their products, they give you a lifetime warranty for every purchase. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. Right now, you can get $10 off when you use the promo code RHAP at checkout. Check out Solo Stove, SoloStove.com. And remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code RHAP. And let's get ready to Brant Steel, baby. Let's get our Brant Steel underway. Catherine O'Hara has found the legacy advantage.
I'm assuming it's a wig. Was it in a wig and she just happened to put it on and it was in there?
All right.
I'm laughing way too hard at that because I can see it. The wig. You know the wig, the black wig.
I found the legacy advantage.
Ooh, this is going to be a good one.
Okay. All right. Meanwhile, back at the beach at the Kobe tribe, Catherine O'Hara has the legacy advantage. Okay, that's the only thing going on there. And then at the Bozeman tribe, there is a hidden immunity idol, but no one has found it. All right. First immunity challenge. We are off and running here in Survivor 2020 Stars. The winner of the first immunity challenge is going to be our Kobe tribe, and they also win Flint. So we will see the Bozeman tribe go to our first tribal council of the season.
Do you think, is toilet paper near the fire whatsoever when it gets started, or do they feel like that's too much of a hazard?
Be careful. Be careful, toilet paper. Maybe they
like good burning toilet paper.
Yeah, hey, toilet paper, can we use a little bit of you to sort of just like get a spark for this? Just like we just need something to catch a little bit of heat.
Is that like the equivalent of like someone offering their glasses to use for making fire if you offer a bit of yourself?
Oh my God.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Back to the beach. Okay. First event. First thing going on. All right. Catherine O'Hara and Tom Nook are bonding.
You know, I think that makes sense. Tom Nook is sort of a man about town, right? And Moira Rose is a formal socialite. So I think she like sees a bit of nobility in him somehow, as much as you can see in a you know, video game raccoon. But I think he is probably the highest net worth of anyone on this tribe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wealthy landowner, Tom Nook. Okay. Joe Exotic and Megan Thee Stallion are bonding slightly. That, you know, she does have Stallion in her name. Joe Exotic knows wildlife.
Oh, yeah. They both seem to have a good handle on cats.
Yep.
And I think they are able to kind of bond over their agreement on that.
Mm.
Both of them got cats on the brain.
Hmm. Okay.
Big old cats. Big, huge cats.
Yeah. So all right, lasting impact. Okay, so let's look at our alliances.
Oh, there's an alliance being formed here.
Big alliance here. Seven-person alliance of Baby Yoda, Gal Gadot, Joe Exotic, Megan Thee Stallion, Michael Jordan, Quibi, and Tom Nook. Let's go to our other tribe. Over. Meanwhile, Carol Baskin has a major meltdown.
Yeah, I mean, I think people were predicting this, right? Hashtag Survivor Meltdown from Carol Baskin. I think she's slowly realizing that she has been thrown into the tiger pit that is Survivor instead of the other way around.
Mm,
yeah. Okay. She is allergic to tiger hair, you know, so tiger pits aren't great for her. She just likes them. She likes the idea of these things. She didn't want to be in one.
Okay. Now, Dr. Fauci and the fly bond strongly. Now, they do have a mutual friend in Mike Pence, so they have a connection. Maybe there was a pregame alliance made.
I don't know, because I feel like you would imagine that these two would not get along instinctually, right? Because Fauci is preaching cleanliness and the fly bathes in garbage. But like you said, maybe Mike Pence is sort of like the Derek Lavasser of this season and that he was making connections behind the scenes.
Mike, there were no pre-gaming. We didn't have any time. I promise you.
Okay. All right, we'll see. The fly is very quiet.
Out over the beach wall that Dr. Fauci and the fly have a final two alliance.
All right, look at this big alliance. Okay.
Dr. Fauci.
All right, this big alliance, six-person alliance, Baby Nut, Beth Harmon, Dolly Parton, Dr. Fauci, Mike Pence, and Taylor Swift. Big old alliance going into this first tribal council.
Yeah, so you'd have to imagine that these six have to stick together, right? So, and it's a tenuous six, but I feel like it's probably one of those other four. At least they're going to stick together for this tribal council, and one of the other four is going to be our first boot here. Luckily, actually, Quibi is not going to be the first boot. So it has lasted longer than Quibi.
Chappelle, you think that Carol Baskin is going to be a major target here at this first tribal council? Not in the alliance, had a major meltdown.
She did have a meltdown. Yeah, I mean, you got to imagine Carol's not bringing much to the table. She didn't have a great showing on Dancing with the Stars, so I have to question her athleticism. I don't love it. I don't love it for her, you know? So okay. We'll see what happens, but I don't think it's great.
Tribal Council, number one. All right, for the Bozeman tribe. Nobody has an idol. No legacy advantage here. Let's see what's happening. No one has any items. 10 votes we are looking at. All right. First vote. Here we go. Among Us imposter.
Ooh. Huh. Looking too sus to begin with.
Dr. Anthony Fauci. Among Us.
Imposter. Wow.
The imposter.
Oh, wow. This could be
the imposter.
Somebody called a group meeting.
The tribe
and said,
has spoken.
The Among Us. You know what? You know what happened? The Among Us imposter was caught venting.
Open
looking
the
for
airlock.
Mm-hmm. They said, I found you doing this. They said, no, I'm not doing it. They said, let's just vote. Let's just get to the vote.
Sus.
And they all voted against him. And he got promptly got took the walk away from tribal council and then fell into the lava.
Yep. No, he's yeah. out the airlock and into Among Us imposter has been removed. And that is it for the Among Us imposter. 9-1 unanimous yeah. vote.
Yeah. GG imposter. It was fun playing with you.
Back to the lobby for you.
It's sad because he had so many noticeable hats he was going to debut, Rob. He had the cup on the head. He had the toilet paper on the head. He had like all this type of stuff going on. He would have had Survivor outfits for the ages and colors galore. But alas, it was not meant to be. And he is sent back to assumingly go to Ponderosa and take care of those tasks, like making sure the leaves are out of the filters and the air conditioning while the other people come.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say. They say the red imposter is always the imposter. Like, you get red, you are basically the imposter. And so this is, if you're watching this is the red guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was a safe bet. It was a safe bet. They got
rid of him. Good move by the Bozeman tribe. All right. Let's go to, we know our votes, that Among Us Imposter cast the lone vote for Anthony Fauci. Okay. All right. Here we are. Episode number 2. Let's see what's going on. Okay. We have Baby Grogu has found the Kobe tribe hidden immunity idol.
Well, this makes sense, right? Because in Millennials versus Gen X, the idols were hidden in natural pieces of the landscape, like coconuts and seashells, and Baby Yoda, as we know, is one to scrounge around his natural environment to find food. I think this absolutely makes sense.
Okay. All right. So Baby Grogu has the hidden immunity idol. Catherine O'Hara has the legacy advantage. And here is our big alliance of 7 here in the Kobe tribe. Baby Yoda, Gal Gadot, Joe Exotic, Megan Thee Stallion, Michael Jordan, Quibi, Tom Nook, Catherine O'Hara, not part of that 7-person alliance. Okay. Over at the Bozeman tribe, no special items and still that 6-person alliance going into our second immunity challenge. Here we go. Looks like it is the Kobe tribe once again winning immunity and a tarp.
They're heating up.
Yeah, Michael Jordan was making them practice all day. Gal Gadot was like, come on, we've had enough. Like, no. We keep practicing.
Yeah. And they also win a tarp, which is good for toilet paper because they've been used as a tarp up until this point. So they're happy to not have to be used in that regard and finally get a rest.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to the beach. Of course, Baby Yoda. Hidden immunity idol Catherine O'Hara has the legacy advantage, but Megan Thee Stallion and Tom Nook have a major fight. Chappelle, why is Megan Thee Stallion and Tom Nook fighting?
You know, she's a savage, and she's just not going to stand by and let some landlord bully her. They probably had a fight over the shelter. As we know, Tom Nook seems to be someone who cares a lot about that. And Megan Thee Stallion is something of a humanitarian herself. So she doesn't, I can imagine her not standing for that. So yeah, I'm siding with Megan Thee Stallion, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I could have foreseen this fight happening. What about you?
Yeah, I'm totally team Megan Thee Stallion. I'm anti Tom Nook.
Well, I think Tom Nook is like, Megan, what are these things you're putting up? They're very like provocative. You know, they're not promoting great family friendly injury. You know, I'm a family friendly game. I don't like these lewd images. And like you said, Chappelle, Megan goes in Stallion, not the Savage remix, and decides to just, you know, eviscerate Tom Nook. They evade tribal council this episode, but this might have a lasting impact down the line for poor Tom Nook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lighten up, Tom Nook. Okay.
Yeah. Megan Thee Stallion has never lost a fight, but she's looking for a beating with Tom Nook.
All right. Then we still have our 7-person alliance. But Tom Nook has left the alliance.
Yeah, he's ticked, right?
Megan Thee Stallion got him out.
Yeah, it's either him, it's either her or me. And they all said her. So he says, fine, I'm taking my stuff elsewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see what's going on over in the Bozeman tribe. Zoom has a major meltdown. Zoom has crashed, Chappelle.
Yeah, Zoom has crashed. It's frozen up. Nobody can really has to restart, and everyone's very concerned about it.
Zoom
right
bombing's
now.
Happening.
Yeah, this is, no, everyone could have saw this coming. This is literally the story of 2020. The Zoom has crashed, and then, you know,
can't get in the Zoom.
Water, look, water is wet, and so is the WAP. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is the story of 2020. The same thing over and over again. No one is shocked by this. Hopefully, they figure out what they're going to do with Zoom, because Zoom was a part of that big alliance, right?
Yeah. I don't believe so.
Oh, is it not? No, no.
Oh, actually, no.
Taylor Swift was the last member of the alliance.
Yeah. Okay, well, Zoom might be in trouble then.
To be fair, though, Carol Baskin had a major meltdown and received nary a vote, so this could be another Among Us imposter, let's silently assassinate someone situation.
Okay. All right, Dolly Parton and Elon Musk have a major fight. All right.
I mean, Elon Musk is wrong. This is waiting to happen, right? Mr. The stay-at-home orders are fascism versus the person who helped contribute to fund a vaccine. I think it's only natural that they come to blows eventually.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Lasting impact. And then, okay, Beth Harmon and The Fly have a major fight. Boy, this tribe is explosive.
I think when they're going to tribal council, and so they find more opportunities to just sort of pick at each other, or I guess in the Fly's case, to sort of buzz around.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Let's see what's going on. Boy, this is going to be an explosive tribal tonight. All right. The Bozeman tribe is down to 9. We'll see. I've seen this before, Mike, where a tribe of 9 ends up going to the second tribal council. It doesn't always go great for Dolly.
No, definitely not. Though I don't know if she's the swing vote necessarily here. We shall see. I guess who's the Twyla in this regard? Is that Carol Baskin? No, Carol Baskin's the scout. Let's be honest here.
The Fly is Twyla because she's going to give you shit if you give it to her. Okay, she give you shit right back.
Okay, let's
Zoom is like Eliza Orleans because it has Alonzo. Two big O's like her eyes.
Yeah. Okay. Nobody has any idols. It is time to vote. Chappelle, you have a pick.
You know, Zoom had that meltdown. I just don't see it working out for them. We'll see what happens, but I'm not optimistic.
Okay. This could be an anti-technology tribe. They voted out the Among Us imposter. Zoom could be next.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you're looking at like the average age of this tribe, I feel like that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm.
My baby nut is a baby.
No, 21
if you ask some people. Mm.
21.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Our first vote is Carol Baskin.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Carol effing Baskin. Okay.
He slowly but surely Zoom. Adds them to the list to get rid of down the line.
Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci's soaking up votes here.
Yeah. Baskin, Zoom, Fauci, all tied with one vote. Zoom. Baskin.
Oh, no.
Zoom. 3 votes, Zoom. 2 votes, Carol Baskin. 1 vote, Fauci. Zoom. Carol Baskin. That's four votes. Zoom.
4 votes.
3 votes. Zero. Carol Baskin. 1 vote. Dr. Fauci. 1 vote left.
So if this vote comes up for Carol Baskin, then we have a tie. It does not appear we are going to, though, because Zoom has voted out 5-3
Zoom,
to 1.
The call has ended.
Leave meeting now.
Leave meeting. Okay.
Travis spoken.
But awkwardly, like they haven't left the meeting, and you hear a bunch of audio of Zoom on the way out that you weren't supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Zoom is that guy who just hangs out until like everyone else gets off the call and then doesn't get off, like waits till they're the last one. You loser.
Okay. Well, let's see what happened here because it was an alliance of 6, but the vote was 5-3-1. So I'm very intrigued to see what happened here.
All right. So Baby Nut was a Carol Baskin vote. Then Dr. Fauci was a Baskin vote. And so was the Fly was also a Carol Baskin
could
vote.
Could have been a thing where the major alliance split their votes between Zoom and Carol Baskin
maybe.
Just as an idol in play.
Maybe the two major meltdown people got the votes. And then it was Taylor Swift. It was Elon Musk. It was Dolly Parton, Carol Baskin, and Beth Harmon that were the votes for Zoom.
Yeah, so the alliance reigns supreme, and Zoom, the second boot in a row to just throw a spare vote onto Dr. Fauci on the way out.
Mm.
Send in a message. Send in a message.
All right.
Just put it in chat next time.
18 people are left. The Kobe tribe is at full strength, down to 8 for the Bozeman tribe. Let's see what's going on. All right. We know Baby Yoda has an idol, that Catherine O'Hara has a legacy advantage. We have 6 people in the major alliance here.
After Tom Nook rage quit.
Yeah. All right. Meanwhile, we have our other 6-person alliance going on here at the Bozeman tribe. Let's go to immunity challenge number 3. And it is, for the first time this season, the Bozeman tribe that wins immunity, and they also win comfort items.
Oh, could it have been that Zoom was slowing them down, that they didn't have enough bandwidth to run Zoom while playing the challenge, and so once they closed the program, they're able to run smoothly now.
All right, we're going to see who is the first person voted out of the Kobe tribe here today, and over on the beach, the murder hornet and the toilet paper found something in common, Chappelle.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that is. If anybody could try to piece that together for me.
Depending on the consistency, I think it's causing people discomfort, depending on the quality of toilet paper.
Oh, so this is some one-ply nonsense that we have to deal with today. Okay.
Yeah, I think this is like some sort of like, you know, middle school toilet paper roll of the real cheap stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Murder Hornet and the toilet paper have something in common. Okay. They bond. Quibi and Tom Nook have a small fight.
Because Quibi's only into small size
little
content.
Thing. It's a quick fight.
Yeah. It's actually interesting. They actually did it. They were arguing for about 10 minutes. And then Quibi's like, we'll do this in the next episode. And then walked off.
Yeah. A little quiffy there. A quick fight. Okay. Then we have our
new alliance,
Baby Yoda and the Murder Hornet. And Baby Yoda would eat the Murder Hornet.
Well, I think that's what it is, right? It's Baby Yoda being like, I will court you and then I will eat you, as is custom with a lot of Survivor showmances.
Baby Grogu. Okay. No, yeah. No. Do not eat the Murder Hornet. Do not eat your tribe mate.
And to be fair, the Murder Hornets do look like something that is otherworldly. And so it wouldn't make sense that Baby Yoda was like, this is the closest thing to an alien right now. I'm going to try to hang with this for a while.
Okay. All right. And they have an alliance. All right. Watch this group. They're going to tribal council. All right. Meanwhile, Dolly Parton has found the Bozeman tribe hidden immunity idol.
And you know why? Because she's searching 925.
Yeah.
No way to find an idol.
That I believe that it was in a nearby stream. An idol's, it was in the stream.
That is what it is?
Yeah.
Wait, was there no one in between?
Yeah.
Wow, how could she be wrong looking for that?
All right, so congratulations to Dolly. All right. Meanwhile, Taylor Swift is impressing the rest of Me Too. Big same.
Yeah, that's what she does.
I think people are finally coming around. Like, okay, Taylor, we had an initial impression of you when we knew you as a bit younger, but I think you've finally shown that you were capable of doing stuff.
Yes, okay. And Mike, good job doing Millennials versus Gen X. We need to have a Taylor shining here in that season.
Yeah, and we'll see how many times she's been to North Dakota compared to the other one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we need a Taylor that has showmances in our season. All right. But meanwhile, Taylor and Baby Nut have a small fight. So Taylor impressing everybody, but then Taylor and Baby Nut, small fight. He's a baby.
That makes sense. And I think he's also like, he's looking for attention. I think Taylor Swift is taking some of that attention away. And I think the Goo Goo Gaga aspect of Baby Nut is starting to wear a bit thin. And he naturally is getting a bit cracked over Taylor.
I'm actually happy to see this because I told you I was worried about a showman. And I was not prepared for Nut Tails. So I'm happy that they seem to be on opposite sides of this tribe.
Okay.
Nut Tails guy.
Elon Musk. He's impressing the team. Wow, I didn't see that coming.
Well, he's rich, so there's
that. Well, he's innovative, right? Like, I'd imagine he's, like, built a rocket car for the tribe right now.
He's probably doing, like, the Andrew Savage thing of, like, telling a story about how he, like, oh, how I met my wife and how we named our child. And so, yeah, I'm sure that they're, like, sitting around crying and telling poetry and talking about that moment.
Okay.
Good moment for him.
All right. Our six-person alliance is here, but Baby Nut has left. Uh-oh.
Oh, Taylor kicked Baby Nut's. Like, if they're not treating me properly, he's going to be a little chaos nut here and be like, I'm not being desired right now. I'm leaving the alliance.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Nut's
chaos
out.
Costume, maybe.
That's right.
Yeah, Nut's retreating.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Down to five. All right. But Tribal Council number one for our Kobe tribe, either Baby Yoda, Catherine O'Hara, Gal Gadot, Joe Exotic, Megan Thee Stallion, Michael Jordan, Murder Hornet, Quibi, Toilet Paper, or Tom Nook is going home in our third Tribal Council of the season. There is an idol in play. Baby Yoda has it. Catherine O'Hara cannot play the Legacy Advantage tonight. Chappelle, do you have a thought?
You know, I told you I wasn't a fan of Tom Nook. He's been getting into fights. He did like a rage quit. So I'm thinking he might be in trouble.
Hmm. Okay.
It's going to be interesting, though, if it gets voted out. I can imagine the internet discourse is like, okay, is Survivor inherently biased against video game characters? You know, that two out of were the first three boots there. It seems to be a pattern.
All right. Yeah. Let's see what's going to happen here. Our third tribal council of the season. All right. First vote, Baby Yoda. I'm sorry. Baby Yoda has the idol.
How dare you?
And no one will play it. Very, very confusing to have the picture.
No one stands, but you can never tell when Baby Yoda stands or sits because he's very small.
Very small. Aww. We've never seen his legs. Okay. All right. Here we go. First vote. Joe Exotic.
Ooh.
Catherine O'Hara.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me?
Megan the Stallion.
Ooh.
Catherine O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara. That's three votes for Catherine O'Hara.
She's in the majority. She's not in the majority.
Catherine O'Hara, that's four.
Wow.
Catherine O'Hara, the tribe has spoken. Okay.
Wow. The crows have eyes, and so does the tribe. They saw the shadiness she was up to, and they said, "You're too many people, Catherine O'Hara. You can't be who you are. We're gonna have to get rid of you here."
Okay. Wow. Eight votes, and the legacy advantage will have to be assigned to another player.
Has to be willed to someone else, so we shall see. But yeah, tough. But I thought it was a super strong opening for Catherine O'Hara here. She finally has found her moment in the spotlight after years and years of very tough, talented work in Hollywood. But, you know, she is done in a flash, basically, and is sent back to Schitt's Creek to reside in her Loser Lodge hotel room.
Okay.
Up Schitt's Creek without a paddle? Mm-hmm. I think that I really hope we get the Schitt's Creek movie next year, and then we might get the sequel to Catherine O'Hara on here, or like The Crows Out of Eyes 3. I'm hoping that things work out for Catherine O'Hara, so I'm sad to see her go.
All right. Let's see how the tribe voted. All right, Baby Yoda was for a vote for Catherine O'Hara. Catherine O'Hara was the vote for Joe Exotic.
That makes sense.
Who
seems
was
like
the vote for Megan Thee Stallion?
Let's see. Also, I feel like
Tom Nook.
Of course, Tom Nook really hates Megan Thee Stallion. I feel like Joe Exotic probably also has the most Roland Schitt energy. And so I feel like Catherine O'Hara would like...
Yes.
I think Roland Schitt actually has a Joe Exotic haircut. So I think that is the biggest comparison between the two.
Now, hold on a minute. Tom Nook was the lone vote for Megan Thee Stallion. Tom Nook is also the recipient of the legacy advantage.
Wow. Maybe for Catherine, it was a thing of like, you were the only person who didn't vote for me, so have my legacy. That does actually feel like something very pithy that Moira Rose would do.
Yeah, and I'm not shocked that Joe Exotic was her target. I mean, she's probably wearing some fur coats out there on that island. Mm-hmm. Joe is probably not happy about the representation of tigers and stuff on Carol's, lapel and her purse. Yeah. So, he probably had to get her out of there.
And it was very simple for Catherine to gift the legacy advantage to Tom Nook. You just fold it in. You fold it in his bag and you put it in there, and then you just have to pull it out, whatever folded in means.
Yeah, someone had to explain that to her first.
Okay. One more vote before the swap here. Round four, we have our 9-person Kobe tribe, our 8-person Bozeman tribe. Let's go to our beach. We have Baby Yoda has the idol. Tom Nook now has the legacy advantage. And our 6-person alliance voted out Catherine O'Hara last night. Baby Yoda, Gal Gadot, Joe Exotic, Megan Thee Stallion, Michael Jordan, Quibi. We also have
Baby Yoda's double dipping, with the Murder Hornets as well.
Yeah, Baby Yoda and the Murder Hornet in an alliance.
Terrible band name.
Yes.
Baby Yoda and the Murder Hornets.
All right. Meanwhile, Dolly Parton has the hidden immunity idol here in this tribe. And we have a now 5-person alliance after Baby Nut is out. Let's go to our first reward challenge of the season.
I believe this is the one where they said they were going to see some tatas today.
Okay. And it is the Kobe tribe. They are winning a reward. They win meats, vegetables, and spices. Okay. Of course, cooking was very big in 2020.
Yes, that's very true. Actually, I'm surprised that they didn't win like a sourdough starter kit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sourdough starter narrowly missed this cast as well. So good call back to that. I didn't cook as much in 2020. I was more like a DoorDash
type of guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that'll be a reward. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to our immunity challenge. And this time it is the Bozeman tribe, 2 in a row for them, will send the Kobe tribe back to tribal council. All right. Meanwhile, all right, we know that Yoda has the idol. Tom Nook has the legacy advantage. But Gal Gadot and Tom Nook have a separate deal, Chappelle.
Interesting.
Not surprised. Gal Gadot, she probably sees that there is some type of, you know, benefit to keeping Tom Nook around. I still haven't figured out the benefit of landlords, but if somebody does, you can tell me. But Gal Gadot probably has her finger on the pulse a little bit better than I do.
Yeah, imagine an alliance with a raccoon. It's easy if you try, says Gal Gadot.
Okay. All right, let's see what's going on the Postman tribe. We have Dolly Parton with the idol, and then Elon Musk and the fly find something in common. Oh, Mike, what do you think it could be?
They both like to fly.
They both like to fly? Okay.
It's very simple. Like, oh, you like air travel, my man.
Okay. Dolly Parton and Taylor Swift also find something in common. Does Taylor Swift and Dolly Parton have anything in common, Chappelle?
I can't seem to think of anything that would connect these two people together. Shared occupation.
Dolly Parton is, I believe, Miley Cyrus's godmother. I don't know what the relationship is between Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus.
I just don't know if country western singer Dolly Parton has anything in common with Taylor Swift that they would have had to wait this long to find that they could bond over.
Chappelle, are you subtweeting that they have a pregame alliance?
Listen, I'm just saying them finding something in common was kind of like Elon Musk and the fly finding something in common. Yeah, like we get it. We know. Nobody's shocked by this. Taylor, okay. We see you.
Okay. All right. Then Baby Nut and the fly have a small fight. Okay.
Well, they're both very all right. small. So that
all
makes
right.
sense.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, you guys.
Yeah.
Let's not pick on them for their size. We get it. It's a little nut. It's a little fly.
Fly.
It's a big ass fly.
This is a huge
tiny
fly.
Nut and a tiny nut.
Yeah, Baby Nut. Okay. All right. Lasting impact on the fight between Baby
going
Nut.
Going on with our majority alliance here.
Yeah. Maybe that Baby Nut is upset. This is one of the flies that landed on the dead Mr. Peanut.
He said, like, I
did not
there.
Show any respect
I was there
for
when your previous incarnation died.
Yeah. Okay. Then we have our five person alliance, but Taylor Swift has left the alliance. Taylor Swift broke up with her alliance, Chappelle.
Uh-oh. Can't wait for the song about that one.
Yeah, I was about to say, oh my gosh. I'm hoping Taylor gets a little redemption later on. I'm shocked to see that. You know, you think this Dolly Parton thing would have kept her in the alliance. No. Maybe she's trying to find other ways.
She's going
to
go out on her own. She has broken up of the alliance. It was Beth Harmon.
Well, she said, you know, I've got a blank page, baby, and I'll write your name down on this vote.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Beth Harmon, Dolly Parton, Dr. Fauci, The Fly, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is out. So that is a four-person alliance with only eight in that group heading into the swap. But tonight, it is a Kobe tribe night. Nine people. Somebody is going home out of Baby Yoda, Gal Gadot, Joe Exotic, Megan Thee Stallion, Michael Jordan, Murder Hornet, Quibi, Toilet Paper, Tom Nook. And Tom Nook would appear to be on the outs. He is the holder of the legacy advantage, but it does not do him any good here at the final 17.
But we have to notice that Gal Gadot, who's in the alliance, just made an alliance with Tom Nook. And we can also note that Baby Yoda made an alliance with outsider Murder Hornets. They're almost pulling like a brigade thing here where everyone links up with an outsider. So I think that our residual leftover is who? Is it Megan Thee Stallion? Is she?
No, she's in the alliance. I think it's Quibi.
Yeah, Quibi and Megan did get a vote last time, though. Yeah. Megan got a vote last time, so I don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Gal could go to Tom's side here, her new ally Tom, and be like, all right, I think we need to get rid of that Megan Thee Stallion. Mm. Put her out to pasture.
Okay. All right. So let's see what happens. Baby Yoda has an idol, and he will not use it. All right. Let's go and see our first vote, and it's the toilet paper.
Ooh.
It is Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan won. Toilet paper won.
Mike's been so quiet this game.
And the Murder Hornet has a vote.
Oh.
Mike. Toilet paper. That's two votes Jordan, two votes toilet paper, one vote Murder Hornet. Toilet paper. Okay, that is three for the toilet paper, two for Michael Jordan, and one vote Murder Hornet. Murder Hornet.
Ooh.
Okay.
This is 3-2-2.
Murder Hornet. That's three votes Murder Hornet, three votes toilet paper, two votes Michael Jordan, one vote left. toilet paper. The tribe has spoken. The toilet paper is flushed here at Tribal Council number 4.
And toilet paper walks out like, good luck wiping without me, as he rolls out of Tribal Council.
Wipe out. Yeah. So the toilet paper.
Four to 3-2. Voted out with a plurality of votes.
All right.
Yeah. Toilet paper was such a heavily lauded thing this year in 2020, and they had no problem getting rid of it. It's almost like people in 2020 just didn't want to do what was good for their own, their best interest. They just wanted to do the opposite of that. So on an island stranded with nothing, you get rid of toilet paper. I see it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, this is very much the Hunter Ellis vote, I feel.
Baby Yoda voted for toilet paper. So did Gal Gadot. Then Megan Thee Stallion, and the fourth toilet paper vote was Tom Nook. So that Tom Nook, Gal Gadot connection, that was there with Baby Yoda and Megan Thee Stallion. Then it was Joe Exotic, Michael Jordan, and Quibi voting for the Murder Hornet. And then toilet paper and the Murder Hornet voted for Jordan.
Interesting. Yeah. I did not see a connection between the Murder Hornet and toilet paper. Was it just the Murder Hornet was left out of the vote and thought it would be Jordan?
Yeah. Didn't they have something in common, the Murder Hornet and toilet paper also?
All right. They both caused discomfort for people. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they made a friend.
Hey, they need to watch out for Michael Jordan. He's going to take this personally.
Mm-hmm.
He tends to do that.
Doesn't take much. Okay. Let's go to where I have a swap.
Yeah, we're going to swap things up. 2020 is full of surprises, and this is the first one of them. And we are evened up. We're shaking things up considerably, considering that I think there are majority alliances in both of these tribes. But the way the tribes might shake out, there might be some gerrymandering going on in these new tribes.
Okay. All right. Let's see what goes on here at the swap. All right. Wait, hold on. As part of a twist, there will be 3 tribes. Remember, the third tribe will have to start from scratch, and they will get an extra member. We'll have our...
Oh, actually, and I do believe, it doesn't say it here, I do believe they get a $600 stimulus check as well.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I mean, it's okay.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Some would call it substantial. I disagree.
All right. Here's the new Kobe tribe. Ooh. Interestingly, 4 members of the original Kobe tribe, Gal Gadot, Megan Thee Stallion, Michael Jordan, Murder Hornet, and Dolly Parton is forced to fend for herself.
But she has an idol.
She does have an idol. Interesting. All right. Meanwhile, the new Bozeman tribe is going to be 3 members of the original Bozeman tribe and 2 newcomers. Baby Yoda and Tom Nook are going to join Beth Harmon, Dr. Fauci, and The Fly.
Okay. This seems like an interesting matchup as well, because I know that those 3 are in an alliance, but Baby Yoda and Tom Nook do not seem to be in a group together. Okay. So I can definitely see them throwing each other under the bus.
And then our brand new tribe, the Ginsburg tribe. They are going to feature 4 members of the original Bozeman tribe and Baby Nut, Carol Baskin, who's still here, Elon Musk, Taylor Swift.
Carol Baskin and Joe Exotic
and Quibi are here. So Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin are on the same tribe.
This is what the people came to see. This is the matchup we all were waiting for. This is Rob versus Russell.
Yep. Okay. Boy, let's see how this goes.
Do you think they hug each other when they, draw buffs and stand on the same mat?
I think she would rather die than to hug Joe Exotic. Mm-hmm. And he would rather kill her, as per his song lyrics. So I'd be interested to see if they could work together. I think no one would expect it. And it would be one of those under the radar alliances that takes you far.
All right.
If they can pull it off.
Let's see what happens. Let's go to the beach. Okay, of course, Dolly Parton. Don't forget about her. Her hidden immunity idol. And now we have the alliance of 3 people are still in this tribe: Gal Gadot, Megan Thee Stallion, and Michael Jordan.
Yeah, so those 3 are part of an alliance, and Murder Hornets is on here as well, though they were not part of the original alliance. So that could also be an interesting thing as well.
Okay, all right, then. That's the only thing going on. Watch for those.
Baby Yoda and Tom Nook separated from their partners here.
Yeah, Baby Yoda has the hidden immunity idol. Tom Nook has the legacy advantage in this tribe. But the alliances are really what we have to look at here is Beth Harmon, Dr. Fauci, and The Fly coming from the original Bozeman tribe as of this moment. And then over on our Ginsburg tribe, Elon Musk has found the Ginsburg tribe.
The rich keep getting richer.
Oh my God. And he finds it and he goes, oh baby, oh yeah, this is for you.
Doing it all for
okay. Then here we have our alliances. Joe Exotic and Quibi are working together, and that's it. No big alliance from the Bozeman tribe, even though they outnumber Joe Exotic and Quibi.
I want the Ginsburg tribe to go first here, because I think this is the one that's going to lead to the most chaos.
Okay. All right. Our immunity challenge has our Bozeman tribe winning immunity. That's Yoda, Beth Harmon, Fauci, Fly, and Tom Nook. They are safe. The other tribe that's safe is our six-person tribe, the Ginsburg tribe. So that means, boy, we are going to see the Kobe tribe and Dolly Parton go to that tribal council. Let's see if she can work some magic. All right. Dolly has the idol. Meanwhile, Quibi has left the alliance. Poor timing there, Quibi.
Yeah, Quibi could not have found a worse time. Though maybe Quibi's doing it to join up with Murder Hornets and Dolly Parton to vote against Gal or Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay. All right. We'll see.
And actually, you know what I think it was? Dolly penned a nice song. Quibi, 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 Quibi.
Yeah. Song.
All right. On the Bozeman tribe, Baby Yoda has the idol, and Baby Yoda is impressing the rest of the team. Well, Chappelle, he is powerful with the Force. He needs a teacher.
Of course, and I'm sure Spock or whatever teaches him on his homeland. But yeah. Here, I think he's impressing everybody because they're not used to this kind of stuff. Beam me up, Baby Yoda. I'm happy to see you kind of moving on to the next round like this.
Okay. Then Elon Musk has the idol and nothing else happened. Nothing occurred.
I think we're sort of like in a cold war right now, waiting for Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin to strike at each other.
Okay. Oh, meanwhile, yeah. Dolly Parton is going to tribal council with Gal Gadot, Megan Thee Stallion, Michael Jordan, Murder Hornets. This is going to be a tricky spot. Dolly Parton has the idol. I am assuming they don't know it. Looks like that if Dolly Parton has any wits about her, she will play her idol, and one of Gal Gadot, Megan Thee Stallion, Michael Jordan, or the Murder Hornet will be idled out of the game.
It seems like a great time to target the Murder Hornet. So if I'm Dolly, I'm putting all my votes on MH over there.
I don't know. I mean, you want to maybe ideally break up that alliance. And if she has any awareness that Gal Gadot, Megan Thee Stallion, and Michael Jordan are together, you know, strike at that fault line, and then the rest will fracture.
Okay. All right. We'll see what's going on. MJ, very under the radar. Nobody's worried about Michael Jordan.
And seems under like the a weather mistake. As well. I believe he has the flu right now.
Oh, already? Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah. We'll see if he's able to pull out a good performance.
Okay. Dolly
this
Parton
is when he does his best work.
Has the idol. And Dolly will play the hidden immunity
Yay.
Idol.
Yay.
All right. Here we go. So let's see our votes. First vote, Dolly, does not count.
That's my girl.
Murder Hornet.
Yes.
Murder Hornet.
Oh.
Wait a minute. They
Murder Hornet. Dolly wasted her idol. Murder Hornet.
What a strategic
unanimous vote against Murder Hornets. Dolly wasted her idol.
She didn't trust it. She didn't trust it.
Wow. Wow, interesting. I mean, maybe the other three got a sense that Dolly had an idol, and so they wanted to sort of have their cake and eat it too, that they just threw everything onto the Murder Hornets and figured that Dolly would flush her idol, but damn. And Baby Yoda is going to be cooing at the mat in frustration that his partner in the game, Murder Hornets, is gone.
Yep. So the one vote for Dolly was from the Murder Hornet. Murder Hornet turned out to be very overrated, overhyped Murder Hornet. Wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, I think preseason, people are like, this is one to win. I think this is a really dangerous
Watch out. Yeah.
game. And then it didn't really make much of a splash.
Okay.
No. You sometimes even forget it was this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So we were down to 4 in the Kobe tribe, 5 in the Bozeman tribe, and 6 in the Ginsburg tribe. Let's see what's happening over in our reward challenge. And Kobe tribe. Oh, as I know, I'm sorry. We're not yet.
You can just skip forward if you want to the reward.
Checking in with the alliances. Nothing exciting here in our alliances happening at this point in the game. Let's talk about our next reward challenge. And here we go. It is going to be a reward for the Bozeman tribe. So Fauci, Harmon, Dr. Fauci, Mike Pence Fly, and Tom Nook win immunity. They're baked goods.
Are they? Yeah. Iced tea and milk. Baked goods finally comes from the sourdough starter. I believe this is a blindfold challenge, which makes sense because I think Fauci's good at giving directions. I think it depends on whether people follow those directions, but I think he's a natural caller.
You think
caller
he was the
there.
Caller?
Oh, well, yeah,
I
for sure.
I imagine so.
Beth, over here.
Okay.
Then 6 feet away from Fly.
Yeah.
Knight to E4. Is that a wrong reference? That's not chess. Is that checkers? Yeah. Okay, keep going.
Kobe Tribe has won immunity. Okay, that's Dolly, Gal Gadot, Megan Thee Stallion, Michael Jordan. Okay, they
win
the
action
award.
We come to see, Rob. This is what we all came for. We come.
Oh, no, this is reward. So they. Tribe isn't going to tribal just yet.
Chocolate chip cookies.
We got to get those people to tribal council. I'm itching to see it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they're going into the immunity with no reward. Let's see. They're going to win the immunity. The Baby Nut, Carol Baskin, Elon Musk, Joe Exotic, Quibi, Taylor Swift, they win immunity. And then time, Kobe Tribe, Dolly Parton will be safe tonight. They win immunity. And so we are going to see the Bozeman Tribe go to tribal council.
Which is
six.
Interesting because now we have Baby Yoda almost in a similar situation as Dolly, right? In the minority with an idol. We could see a very similar situation happen here.
Okay. Gal Gadot and Michael Jordan find something in common. Chappelle, any guesses? Oh, I know what it is. Both had huge 1984s.
It's their number. It's their lucky number.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought she was going to bring in Michael Jordan for the Imagine remix next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Imagine all the people.
Yeah. All right. If Ted Lasso was here, we could say that they both have a lasso, her Gal Gadot and Ted Lasso.
Yeah, exactly. An invisible jet, and Michael Jordan just has a very nice jet.
Okay. Lasting impact there. Then we have our big alliance. Megan Thee Stallion has left the alliance.
Oh, this is good news for Dolly now. So if this tribe goes back to tribal council, Dolly can possibly grab Megan Thee Stallion and join up against Gal Gadot and Michael Jordan, who just found something in common.
Okay. All right. Then Dr. Fauci has found the Bozeman Tribe hidden immunity. It took this long?
That was the one that Dolly had and just got used. So technically, even though Dolly was not on the tribe, she used this idol. So now we have two idols on this tribe right now.
I have incredible news, everybody. I have the hidden immunity idol.
I flattened the curve of immunity idols.
I am now immune from votes if I play it properly.
Okay. Good to hear, Dr. Fauci. All right. Baby Yoda has the Kobe tribe. So two idols at this tribal council.
Yeah.
Before this now, this is the group that's going to tribal council tonight.
Yeah. This is going to be a good one.
Dr. Fauci has that immunity idol. All right. Tom Nook has the legacy advantage. A lot of stuff. Okay. Baby Yoda and Beth Harmon have a major fight.
I think this makes sense, right? I think in true Star Wars style, Baby Yoda was trying to play that like 3D holo chess against Beth Harmon, and she was having nothing with it.
Let the Wookiee win. Okay. lasting impact for...
I think this could mean if Baby Yoda's target is set right and it takes a 1 in a million shot, it could be Beth Harmon who goes right now.
Okay. All right. In the Ginsburg tribe, Elon Musk has the idol, and Joe Exotic and Quibi have a minor disagreement. Another quick fight, a quiffy for Quibi and Joe Exotic.
Yeah, I believe it's actually that Joe Exotic wanted his underage children to be a part of the Quibi show, so it's a little minor disagreement.
Mm-hmm. He was trying to pitch himself to Quibi. Like they did not bite, unlike the tiger. Okay. Then Baby Nut and Taylor Swift have a major fight. Boy, Taylor Swift and Baby Nut going at it.
They've been going at each other. So this is really the Abby Maria and RC of this season.
Yeah.
Which one is RC? Well, some would say Abby Maria is nuts, but we'll see.
No, they'd be like Baby Maria.
Baby Maria.
All right. Let's go to tribal council. Bozeman tribe. This is going to be a huge tribal council. An idol for Fauci, an idol for Baby Yoda. Beth Harmon is fighting with Baby Yoda. A lot of stuff going on. Chappelle, what's going to happen?
I mean, there's so many idols on this tribe. Who knows what's going to happen? I can imagine just somebody like Beth Harmon might just pick up a stray bullet here.
Okay. Let's see. Baby Yoda could be in trouble if does not play the hidden immunity idol.
Is he essentially kidnapped right now, considering he's technically behind Emily Line, enemy lines?
I think so. Okay. All right. So we have idols for Fauci and Baby Yoda. All right. If anybody has the idol, no one stands. No idols are played.
Boy, Baby Yoda might have just blown it right here. Grogu.
Okay. I'm sensing a disturbance in the force. Let's see. First vote, Dr. Fauci. Oh, no. Ooh. Dr. Fauci could get voted out with an idol, too. Dr. Fauci. Oh, no.
Oh.
Baby Yoda.
They both could have used their idols.
Baby Yoda. Somebody's about to be voted out with an idol in their pocket. And that person is... Baby Yoda. Grogu. Told you.
Dumb Jedi.
He jumped the shark. That 2019, he peaked. Was all downhill. He ate the frog lady's eggs. He got captured. That's it.
It makes sense, though, because I think Baby Yoda, rather than realizing that the idol had use, was trying to covet it like the little gear shift knob on the Razor Crest. Mm-hmm. So he thought it was more so a toy than an actual idol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he didn't want to give it back to the Jeff Probst. So Baby Yoda, the tribe has spoken. Who were the three votes? It must have been just the three people from the original Bozeman.
Yeah, I would imagine that the two votes against Fauci were Baby Yoda and Quibi, I think, was the other one, right?
Yeah. Boy, Fauci.
Tom Nook.
Tom Nook. Okay. Fauci also living dangerously, did not play his idol.
Fauci has received votes at every single tribal council he's been to. Polarizing figure, this is Fauci.
Okay.
Imagine not respecting a scientist in 2020. How dare you?
All right. Four members on the Kobe tribe, four members on the Bozeman tribe, and a whopping six members on the Ginsburg tribe.
This is our last pre-merge episode.
Before the merge. Here we are. All right. Let's take a look here.
This is interesting. So the once powerful Kobe tribe majority is now down to three people, Gal Gadot, Joe Exotic, and Michael Jordan.
Okay. All right. Let's then skip ahead to our reward challenge before the merge, if we may, as we just see the alliances here. Nothing too exciting. All right. Reward challenge. It is going to be the Bozeman tribe winning a reward, a visit from a chef. Okay.
Ooh, is it Guy Fieri?
Did Guy Fieri have a particularly big 2020?
No, well, you know what it is, actually? You take a trip to the cake shop, but it's not actually a cake shop at first. The thing is like a shoe store, and the guy cuts into it like, no, it's actually cake.
Ooh.
Everything here is cake.
Everything is cake. All right, then we see our Kobe tribe. They win reward. They win kebabs.
Kebabs for Kobe. It's interesting. Yeah, I don't believe the Ginsburg tribe has won any reward challenges so far.
No. Okay. They will see. We'll see if they are able to avoid tribal council. And they do. They won immunity again. So Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin will head to the merge. Maybe that's when the fireworks go off. And then it will be the Bozeman tribe that they have won immunity. And now, boy, Dolly is going to have her work cut out for her here.
The thing is, like we talked about before, she has a move here. She goes to Megan Thee Stallion and she says, let's ride. You know, we're both musicians here. Let's go against Michael and Gal Gadot here. So we could see a 2-2 tie.
Yep. Okay. Michael Jordan is impressing the team. Well, I mean, duh.
Yeah, tell me something we don't know.
Yeah. It's like he's the Michael Jordan of this team.
Some say.
Yes. Okay. All right. So here's what things look like alliance-wise. That Gal Gadot, Joe Exotic, and Michael Jordan were in a group, but Michael Jordan has left the alliance. He's impressed everyone so much, he's gone on his own.
I think he's saying, like, I'm not part of a team. I am the team. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you need me, so I'm going off on my own right now. You know what? I'm going to pursue other options like I pursued baseball once upon a time.
Oh, you think he's left the team to go play baseball? You don't think he's banned from the alliance?
Yeah, that just means we could see Michael Jordan reevaluating this alliance later on. But right now, he's just, you know, exploring his other interests.
Gal Gadot once had a teaming group of celebrities at her leisure, and now she is left with Joe Exotic.
Yes. She was made a video with all of them. She was in such a good spot. Okay. We see the Beth Harmon and the Fly have something in common. Chappelle, any thoughts?
Why do you always come with me in this one? I have no clue what this Fly and the Queen's Gambit could have in common. What do you? What about you, Rob? What you got?
I think that they both are able to have eyes everywhere.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Okay. And Beth Harmon thinks three moves ahead.
Hey, Mike Vlone, I see you.
Okay. All right. Then, meanwhile, we see Baby Nut and Carol Baskin have something in common. All right, Mike, anything that you could think of?
I mean, I think Carol has a natural mommy instinct, right? It could be imagined that she takes Baby Nut at her bosom.
Does she have a natural mommy instinct?
I think so.
Depends on who you ask.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Hey, all you cool nuts and kittens.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Then.
There's an alliance forming.
New alliance. It's Baby Nut. It's Elon Musk and Quibi. The three of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Truly, this is the most 2020 of alliances. This is it. This is the epitome of that.
Mm-hmm. Baby Nut, Elon Musk, Quibi are working together.
This is going to be, you know what I'm saying right now? This is the final three. I think this is this only in a 2020 simulation. This is going to be the final three.
Yep. All right. Let's go to Tribal Council. Dolly Parton is going to have to put a long day of work in, longer than 9 to 5, if she's going to survive this Tribal Council.
I don't know, though, Rob. I might be jinxing things, but it seems like we have four distinct individuals, none of whom are working with each other for this vote.
Okay. Chappelle, do you have any thoughts on how this could go?
Oh, this is going to be a shit show, Rob. Mm-hmm. We haven't decided what's going to happen here. I'm rooting for Dolly at this point. She's pulled out some. Yeah, she's pulled out some moves. She's here to save us.
We will always love her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that this is a 3-1 vote. I don't think that this ends up getting complicated. I hope I'm wrong. Okay, let's see. Time to vote. First vote. Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh.
Gal Gadot. All right. This will not be a straightforward vote.
Okay.
Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion. Oh. The tribe has spoken. Extinguish that torch.
She was looking for someone to be her Cardi B, to ride with her to the end, and she never could.
Yeah. That pullout game was not weak after all. She has.
They pulled out of that alliance.
Out of the alliance. Oh. Who knew?
So they swiped her torch like a credit card.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wow. Megan Thee Stallion. Can't believe she's out before we get to the merch.
So does she have a moment where she's like, what? And then who says it was me? Is it Gal Gadot? Is it Michael Jordan who really strikes back and says that they were the one who was behind this?
I'm not sure. Yeah, it was all three of them.
Yeah, but I think Dolly's understandable, right? Because she's on the outs. Though Dolly, to your point, Rob, did not receive a vote this tribal council.
Okay. Very sad to see this disturbing event happen. Megan Thee Stallion is out.
Not a dry eye in the house, Rob.
Nope. All the eyes are wet.
All right. Dolly, Gal Gadot, and Michael Jordan voted out Megan Thee Stallion. All right. Let's go to the merge.
Here we are.
Merged, baby.
This is an interesting group because I feel like this swap group, well, maybe a little rudimentary, was far from straightforward in terms of how things are breaking out. I think a lot of the pre-merge alliances have broken down now.
Yeah. Couldn't believe that Megan Thee Stallion couldn't get through the SWAP.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's, I mean, I'd blame that on Dolly, honestly. Big D stands for big demeanor. You know?
Very true.
Yeah.
But let's look at, we have our three people from the Kobe tribe. Dolly, Gal Gadot, Michael Jordan. Our Bozeman tribe is Beth Harmon, Dr. Fauci, the Mike Pence Fly, and Tom Nook. And then our big Ginsburg tribe is the alliance of Baby Nut, Elon Musk, and Quibi, plus Carol Baskin and Joe Exotic. Could they be forced together? And Taylor Swift.
It looks like the old Kobe tribe got kind of decimated in the pre-merge here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are now 5 members left of the original Kobe tribe.
Yeah, 8-5.
Okay. No, Dolly, we're so close. Okay. All right. Let's go to our big merge. Oh, it's the Trebek trial. This is so sad, Mike.
Oh. He's a very prominent figure. We love him. We miss him. We miss all these celebrities that we lost in this past year. And so we pay homage to one of the greatest hosts in reality TV history by naming a merge tribe after him in a Brant Steele simulator.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and see what's going on here at the Trebek tribe. Okay.
Yeah, you see everyone back together here.
All right. Immunity aisles for Dr. Fauci, Elon Musk. Tom Nook has the legacy advantage. Mike, is that eligible to be played tonight?
It is. It's either at this or the final six that Tom Nook can play. So will he be stingy and hold on to it, or will he be a bit more?
Play it tonight, Tom.
Yeah, exactly. And decide to use those bells, ring those bells, and use the legacy advantage.
All right.
Any chance Elon Musk would give his advantage away? Just hand it to someone
tonight?
Else so that they could. Yeah, you think he would give his idol to somebody if they needed it?
I think he'd make that promise and then not go through with it.
He's a villain. Yeah. All right. So Gal Gadot and Joe Exotic come in with an alliance.
A match made in heaven.
We've got a four-person alliance of Beth Harmon, Dolly Parton, Dr. Fauci, and The Fly.
It is actually pretty remarkable. Dolly might be the player of the pre-merge in that she was able to get by being the only person on her swap tribe, being able to make it through two votes.
Yeah, fan favorite for sure. An alliance is with Gal Gadot and Tom Nook from the SWAP. And then
Gal Gadot will work with literally anyone.
Yep.
She'll make an alliance with a Bush. Jeb.
Baby Nut, Elon Musk, and Quibi have an alliance. All right. Let's go to our immunity challenge. Dolly Parton wins immunity.
A Fools in the Rain does sound a lot like Islands in the Stream, so I think it was only appropriate.
Okay. All right. So there you go. A rain challenge there to start all things off. Miss Megan Thee Stallion already.
All right. Yeah, Dolly's here, and after being in the danger zone for quite some time, she's able to survive at least this vote.
All right.
Dolly just wanted you to know that Megan was not the first WAP on the island, okay?
All right. Dr. Fauci has found something. He found the reward stealer.
Ooh, interesting. So what he can essentially do is render a reward a non-essential activity and shut it down.
They call me Mr. Steal Your Reward. You got one that I like, I'm going to take it.
All right. Dr. Fauci has the reward stealer and an idol. Okay. Then Dr. Fauci, he's loaded up. All right. Tom Nook has the legacy advantage. Elon Musk and Joe Exotic, have a major fight.
Okay. Well, this felt like a long time coming, I feel like.
Yeah.
I just don't think these two would naturally get along. Just look at their wardrobes comparatively.
Yeah. All right. Musk and Exotic, big major fight, Chappelle.
Yeah, I mean, who do you root for in this? I mean, you kind of want to root for Joe, except he's a criminal, but you can't root for Elon because he's kind of a criminal too. I don't know. I'd have to lean toward Joe on this one. What did he call himself? The Tiger King, the gay gun carrying redneck with a mullet? Is that what he called himself? I'm going with Joe on this one. I'll take it.
Yeah. Okay. Then Beth Harmon and Joe Exotic are bonding. All right, so Joe Exotic is fighting. He's a lover. He's a fighter.
It could be a thing where, like, he goes to Beth Harmon's like, I can't believe what he said about me. And she's like, I understand. And that brings them closer together.
Yes. And it makes sense that the two of them, they are royalty. He is the Tiger King. She is the Queen's Gambit. So they feel like that they have
it's
that in common.
Alliance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then Baby Nut and Taylor Swift. What now between these two? they finally have found something in common, Chappelle. They've made up.
It's been a long time, you know. It's been several years since they started this feud, but eventually they come to terms with just they're not to get along, but they can be cordial, you know. Uh-huh. So
this is the yin yang. This is the Adam Klein and Jay Starrett of this season.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Let's go to we ready to go to tribal? Okay, tribal number one at the merge. All right, we have now in our tribe 13 person tribe. Somebody's going home. Person,
and we have, what, two idols, a legacy advantage, and a reward steal that doesn't really, you know, isn't pertinent right now.
Okay. All right. Chappelle, do you have a name in your mind?
I don't know. Joe Exotic stands out like a $3 bill standing in a cage full of full-grown like tigers and lions. So you got to look at Joe Exotic, but who knows at this point? He's been doing a good job of making some connections.
Mm. Could Carol Baskin have put the hit out on him yet?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Or I vice versa.
Don't get me wrong. I was about to say, don't get me wrong. That's Joe's MO. But right. I think, yeah, Carol hasn't had much sway in this game, but she's managed to find her way, you know, kind of quietly through the game so far. So I can see her making a move at Joe right now.
Okay, let's see. All right. Lots of idols are out there. Dr. Fauci, Elon Musk. It is time to vote. And we see that, okay, Elon Musk is going to play his idol on Quibi. Elon Musk is doing whatever he can to save Quibi. I think that this is a fool's errand. Nothing can save Quibi, but Elon Musk is going to try.
Are we calling this a bailout?
A bailout, a save of Quibi. So any votes cast for Quibi will not count.
Silly me. I didn't see Elon Musk giving his idol to anybody, but how did I forget that there was a company in here to be saved? And we love doing that.
Yeah, but now you're going to have to call yourself Tesla Presents Quibi from now on. That's the deal.
All right. Any votes cast against Quibi will not count. All right, here we go. First vote is for Quibi. Does not count.
Wow.
Quibi does not count. Quibi does not count.
Holy moly.
Quibi does not count. Quibi does not count. Quibi does not count.
This could have been a shutout.
Quibi does not count. Baby Nut.
Oh.
It's one vote, Baby Nut. Baby Nut. Two votes for Baby Nut. Joe Exotic.
Oh, this could have been Carol Baskin's revenge.
Joe Exotic, that's two votes for Baby Nut. Two votes for Joe Exotic. Two votes left. Joe Exotic.
Oh my God.
Baby Nut. Oh, it's a tie. Wow.
It's a tie. It's
wow. Okay. So it was a 5-3. 7-3-3. Okay. 7-3-3 vote. And Quibi was going home. Elon Musk throws the whole Apple cart over. And now Baby Nut and Joe Exotic are going to have a tie break vote. We're going to see a lot of people voting here on the tie break.
Oh. And this is a guaranteed someone's going home here because it's 11 votes
here in the tiebreak. Okay,
you got to be worried about Joe Exotic in this spot, right? Like he and Elon had a fight. I think Taylor Swift and Baby Nut got back together. That's not looking great for JoJo.
No, Joe Exotic picked the exact wrong time to show his stripes.
All right, let's see what's going on here. Okay, first vote, Joe Exotic, Baby Nut.
Two votes,
Baby Joe Nut. Exotic, 2-2. Baby Nut. Joe Exotic, we're tied again, 3-3.
Wow.
Joe Exotic. Baby Nut.
5-4.
Five votes, Joe Exotic. Four votes, Baby Nut. Two votes left.
Oh my God.
Joe Exotic, the tribe has spoken. Carol Baskin did it, we think.
Whacked him.
Okay.
That's so interesting. Okay, so we'll see the votes, but it looks like, so Baby Nut initially got 3 votes. He gained one more on the revote, and everyone else voted for Joe Exotic.
So Beth was Carol Baskin. She was initially in on Quibi. When she saw Joe Exotic's head on the chopping block, she moved right in, Chappelle.
Yeah, she's the Mother Teresa of cats, and you can take that to mean whatever. And when she couldn't help it, I mean, Joe was right there, just like easy pickings, and she went ahead and did what needed to be done.
She was like, hey, all you cool cats in Quibi, let's vote for Joe Exotic tonight.
You'll hear that hotel bell, Joe? That's the concierge taking you back to prison.
All right, wow. Dolly Parton, she was a Quibi vote. She switched to Joe Exotic. Dr. Fauci started with Quibi, went to Joe Exotic.
So it looked like a lot of that like original Bozeman Tribe Alliance tried to throw votes onto Quibi. Gal Gadot did as well.
What a play by Elon Musk. What a genius.
Gal Gadot, back on the minority here, voted for Quibi and voted for Baby Nut.
Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan voted for Baby Nut also. So did Joe Exotic. The Fly voted for Joe Exotic. Quibi voted for Joe Exotic. Taylor Swift voted for Baby Nut.
Taylor Swift voted for Baby Nut. Guess it's not water under the bridge.
Mm, she hates
that's
Baby
that bad
Nut.
Blood again.
Yeah.
That's that okay. bad blood.
All right. 12 people are left.
Wow. Would not have expected Joe Exotic to go out in a 7-3-3 vote.
Yep. That's what happened. All right. And the legacy events did not get played. So Tom Nook, you better hope you make it all the way to the end because not that he got votes last night. All right. And we have alliances. Beth, Dolly, Fauci, The Fly are an alliance. Gadot and Tom Nook are an alliance. Baby Nut, Elon Musk, and Quibi. What a great ally Elon Musk is. Saving Quibi.
Seriously, he saved them both, essentially. Because Quibi was in danger, and then Baby Nut was in the next immediate danger, but they were able to get the votes onto Joe Exotic in time.
Wow. Boy, Elon Musk making a case for game of the season so far. All right. Let's see. Reward challenge. We mixed up all the groups into two, and it is going to be the group of Baby Nut, Dr. Fauci, Gal Gadot, The Fly, Taylor Swift, and Tom Nook that win a reward. They go to a poolside resort in Chappelle. They get a delivery from DoorDash of burgers, fries, and cocktails.
Yeah, but unfortunately, there's this fly that just keeps hanging around. I can't even enjoy the feast.
Yeah, you can't enjoy the feast with the fly around.
Only for the family visit with the fly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right.
Mike Pence might show up.
Here's your mother, Mike Pence.
All right. Immunity challenge. Here we go. The winner of immunity is going to be Baby Nut.
I mean, he's got that age, you know? He's got that vitality.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Baby Nut.
And he needed it. He almost went home last time.
Baby Nut is immune. All right. So we know that Dr. Fauci, that he has the immunity idol, has a reward steal. And so back at camp, Dolly Parton and Taylor Swift, what a strong bond, Chappelle.
Oh my gosh. It's almost like they have something. Yeah. They might cover Jolene. You know, Miley's not here. Taylor can step in. I don't think she has the vocal chops to pull a Jolene, but you know, yeah. No one's here is surprised that these two country western singers could find something to bond over so strongly.
Okay. Let's see then what happens when we go to our tribal council.
A lot of nonsense. I mean, the question is, seven people voted against Quibi last time. Could the same group just as easily get back together? Or could that four-person alliance...
They are never, ever getting back together, Mike.
Or could that alliance... be able to stick together and find a new target, perhaps, as the Kobe tribe continues to bleed out here.
Hmm. Okay.
Chappelle. I don't know. I'm not feeling good about Gal Gadot here.
Do you have a name, Chappelle?
I'm with Mike. Gal Gadot, she's kind of just been hanging out and with these small alliances, but I think she's a big target. I think she would be bad to go. I would be interested to see if they ever go after Elon Musk now that he doesn't have the idol.
Is it possible that Joe Exotic was a shield for Carol Baskin? Sometimes you see somebody on Survivor, they take out their arch enemy, and then they end up being the next person to go. Josh and Jeremy.
Jeremy Collins of the season.
Yes, you get out your number one target, and then feel like, okay, good, now we can get you out. Okay.
No, this is more like Tom Westman getting out Serene. Like, we use the idol and everything. I could see Carol Baskin being next. Poor Tom Westman.
Okay. All right. Don't forget, Dr. Fauci has an idol. And Dr. Fauci is going to use the idol.
Jeff, I'm not taking any chances tonight. I'm going to be immune. Okay.
Which is interesting because that I think last time was the only time Fauci has been to tribal council and has not received votes against him. It's like it only happened once.
Okay. All right. So any votes cast against Dr. Anthony Fauci cannot count. All right. First vote, Dr. Fauci.
Wow.
Dr. Fauci does not count.
You can always count on a Tony on Survivor to use the idol.
Elon Musk.
Oh. I told you.
Dolly Parton.
Ooh.
Dolly.
Oh, wow. No.
Elon Musk. That's two votes, Dolly. Two votes, Musk.
Did Fauci waste his idol here?
Elon Musk. Dolly Parton. Okay, we're tied again. Three votes Dolly, three votes Elon Musk, three votes left. Elon Musk, the tribe has spoken.
Hey.
You made a big move. You had to save Quibi. Your buddy.
At least you made the jury.
Yeah. And you showed off and everybody said, oh, he's playing a good game. Get out of here. Get in your Tesla and get on out of here.
He wanted to name Survivor X after this. That clearly is not happening.
This is Millennials versus Gen X.
Exactly. But another big thing from this story, Dr. Fauci, after holding onto that idol for so long, wastes it. It ends up, and now
look,
all
Mike,
the idols are back.
Look, you can't be too safe, you know? Better safe than sorry, I always say.
Do you think he does a contact-free drop-off to Jeff Probst at Tribal Council?
He just drops it on the floor and Jeff has to go pick it up.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah,
let's see what happened here. I'm very
Elon
intrigued.
Musk. Okay.
Because it looks like, actually, I was surprised that Dolly and Fauci were getting votes. Because, again, that foursome of the former Bozeman tribe seemed to like have a lock on the game, but it seemed like there was an attempted coup against them.
Mm. So, I'm thinking that Elon, Baby Nut, and Quibi were the Dolly Parton votes. Okay. So, Beth Harmon was at Elon Musk. So was Carol Baskin. So was Dolly. So was Dr. Fauci. Elon Musk voted for Dolly Parton. Then Gal Gadot voted for Dr. Fauci. Michael Jordan voted for Elon Musk. Then so did The Fly. And Quibi was another Dolly Parton vote. Taylor Swift voting for Dr. Fauci as well as Tom Nook.
Wow. So a lot of people left out of the votes here. I think Taylor Swift, Tom Nook, Gal Gadot, like not necessarily in the know as to what's going on here.
Okay. All right. But they told Dr. Fauci he was getting votes. So, all right. We are down now to our final 11. Let's see.
This cast,
all right, and I think for the first time in quite a while, someone from the Kobe tribe did not go home here.
Yes, and no idols are in play right now. Okay,
right. So I believe now one is officially hidden.
Yes. All right. We have our one alliance of Beth Harmon, Dolly Parton, Dr. Fauci, and The Fly. Gal Gadot and Tom Nook have an alliance, and just Baby Nut and Quibi without their ringleader, Elon Musk.
Well, at least my final three prediction didn't come true. We are very happy about that.
Okay. All right. Then on our reward challenge, we're going to split up into two groups. And Michael Jordan did not get picked. Chappelle, is that right?
I'm telling you, he's going to take that personally. You benched Michael Jordan in a reward challenge?
They drafted teams and he didn't get drafted?
Wow. Incredible. Yeah. 2020 just keeps 2020-ing.
Unless he pulled a David Wright and is like, you know what? I'm not feeling this challenge. I'm going to sit out of it.
Yeah. I mean, that was insane. Not since Sam Bowie got picked before him has there been a worse draft to leave Michael Jordan. Yeah. Okay.
Mike Bloom, do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Sam Cook.
Beam me up, Mike.
Mm-hmm. All right. Group two wins reward. That's Baby Nut.
They went to the floating pizza restaurant.
Beth Harmon, Dr. Fauci, The Fly. The Fly's always around the food. Tom Nook. They win a reward with pizza, chicken wings, beer, and a viewing range of camp and letters from home. The post office had a very eventful year.
Yeah, I think USPS is the official sponsor here to get the letters to the castaways.
Yes, they lost a lot of them.
It's Fauci's just getting like graphs of numbers every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are his letters from home. Okay. Tom Nook is getting updates on who owes him money. Okay. Let's see what's going on then. Back at camp, we see Michael Jordan. They pissed him off, Chappelle. They didn't draft him. Now he won immunity.
Yeah, this is the MVP of this challenge. Listen. The idea that Michael Jordan has lasted this long into the game, past the merge, normally people like this are targeted. And Mike is just moving along, you know, it seems like he's doing fine. Yeah. But winning this immunity might put a target on his back.
Is this old Michael Jordan? So we're not getting like 98 Michael Jordan. This is like Michael Jordan, like drinking tequila, like watching an iPad Michael Jordan.
Or like during that, they're doing all those Hanes commercials.
Mm.
Yeah, this is I want to be like Mike, if he wins. If he loses, then we might have to start talking about the Wizard to Mike.
Yes. Okay. Michael Jordan, his one rule to be on the season, he insisted that Kobe not be invited. I screwed up my NBA joke that LeBron not be invited. LeBron, yeah. Well, he had a big 2020.
Well, no, he's going to be in the next season, Beauty versus Brain versus LeBron.
Yeah. LeBron had a good 2022. Okay.
He did.
All right. Then let's go back to our next event back at camp. Dr. Fauci with the reward steal. He did not use it this time around. Okay. Let's see our events. Dr. Fauci and the fly have a major fight. That was Dr. Fauci has had enough of this fly.
Look, you're disgusting. No, nobody wants you around. It's gross. Everybody's head.
But this is going to be, I mean, it has a lasting impact. This means, I think, guarantee one of them is going to leave the alliance here. This alliance that has been sort of ruling the game for the most part.
Yeah, I'm ready to see the fly go.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine Dr. Fauci's pretty mad about the fly being at every meal. Like, he has not missed a meal. He's like the Stephanie LaGrossa of this tribe. So Dr. Fauci has to get him out.
I know you're attracted to white hair, but stop landing on my head.
Oh, you think they got him mixed up? He thought this was Mike Pence. That's a big mistake to make, Fly.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Tribal Council. Final 11. Somebody's going home. It's been a wild season. No idols.
Yeah, let's see what happens here. Could someone like Gal Gadot and Taylor Swift and Tom Nook get their stuff together and actually vote in the majority here to turn something against these other four people? Or could Beth Harmon, Dolly Parton, Fauci, and the Fly continue to carry the day?
Chappelle, do you have a name?
I don't know. I feel like I don't want to take credit for getting Elon Musk out of here, but I will. So I don't want to take. Yeah. So, but this round, I don't know. I kind of, Baby Ned and Quibi have been on the outs. Not a big. I think Quibi's outlasted their stay here. I think it's time for Quibi to go.
Time for Quibi to go. All right. Let's see. I wouldn't complain if Quibi goes home here. I just think that sometimes it's like, all right, well, nobody's worried about Baby Nut and Quibi now that Elon Musk isn't there. People are going for bigger targets.
They're sort of like the gremlins from Big Brother Canada, too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, let's see. First vote, Baby Nut.
Oh, spoke too soon, Rob.
Taylor Swift. Dolly Parton. Taylor Swift. That's two votes, Taylor. One vote, Dolly. One vote, Baby Nut. Baby Nut again. Baby Nut. That's three votes for Baby Nut. Two votes for Taylor Swift. One vote for Dolly Parton. Baby Nut. Taylor Swift. Four votes Baby Nut. Three votes Taylor Swift. One vote Dolly Parton. Three votes left. Dolly Parton.
Uh-huh.
Dolly Parton. Wow. Okay.
Oh.
That's four votes for Baby Nut. Three votes for Dolly Parton. Three votes for Taylor Swift. One vote left. Baby Nut. You got it, Chappelle.
Wow. Woo. 5-3. These votes are ridiculous.
This is a very
right
divided group in 2020. We are very polarized.
Yeah. I thought Quibi was going home, but I was pretty close. Baby Nut going home. I wonder if Quibi can pull himself from the ashes after this one, because he's down again. And it looks like everyone's against him. But
everyone who's involved with Quibi, they turn to dust.
Quibi is down and out. Anybody who wants could come along and make an offer to Quibi and own it for next to nothing.
So here's the interesting thing. Could this have been, much like Carol Baskin was presumably to Joe Exotic a couple of votes ago, could this have finally been Taylor Swift's calling here of, let me finally get rid of that pesky Baby Nut?
Let's see. Okay,
he's 21. She had to make sure he didn't get to 22.
Baby Nut voted for Taylor Swift,
of course.
Beth Harmon voted for Baby Nut. Carol Baskin voted for Taylor Swift. Dolly voted for Baby Nut. Fauci voted for Baby Nut. Gal Gadot, never on the right side of the vote, voted for Dolly Parton. Michael Jordan.
She really is like the Eddie of this from Survivor Karamoa.
Yeah. Are Michael Jordan and Gal Gadot ride or dies?
Well, he left the alliance. She's not.
But they
not
still vote together all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just they're accidentally voting the same way the entire time.
Okay. The Fly voted for Baby Nut. Quibi voted for Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift voted for that Baby Nut.
That damn
Tom
Baby Nut.
Voted for Dolly Parton.
Okay. Oh, wow. Baby Nut. Yeah. Are you sad to see Baby Nut go? Was anybody rooting for Baby Nut here?
No. We hate Baby Nut.
We hate Baby Nut.
Yeah. By the way, kudos to Dolly Parton still being around.
Yeah. Dolly Parton has been. She got votes the past two tribal councils, yet she is still here.
She was in so much trouble before the merge, and here she is.
They can rely on each other,
Final 10. Here we are. Okay. Let's see what's going on back at camp.
Should we give a name to this foursome of, what was it, Beth Harmon, Dolly Parton, Fauci, and the Fly?
Okay.
Well, that's exactly what we should call them.
Beth Harmon, Dolly Parton, Fauci, and the Fly?
The Queen, Beth Harmon, the Queen, Donna.
Let's see. Two Fly.
So it's Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
There we go. Amazing. With the number four instead of the word four. The four of them.
Yeah. All right. So that's Beth Harmon, Dolly Parton, Fauci, and the Fly, Pretty Fly 4. a white guy. All right. Then Gal Gadot and Tom Nook, they're an alliance, but I feel like that she might be closer with Michael Jordan. We'll see.
Apparently.
Okay. Apparently. Then reward challenge.
The infamous sandworm challenge.
Yes. Okay. We have our three groups here, and Carol Baskin does not participate, but she automatically gets a reward. No, I can see nobody drafting Carol Baskin. Beth Harmon, The Fly, and Taylor Swift have won reward. They are going to go on the helicopter ride, followed by a feast for Beth Harmon, The Fly, Taylor Swift, and Carol Baskin.
And I think producers didn't really see the lack of limitations in this challenge, and that a fly has, I believe, six legs. So if you just tie two of them, it's not going to do anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Sadly, Fauci's the only one not going on this reward. It's Pretty Fly for Justice for the White Guy. That's all I'll say. Yeah.
All right. Then let's see. Dr. Fauci has won immunity.
You don't take me anywhere. I'm still going to win immunity, okay?
Yeah, Dr. Fauci, he's really coming out strong in this post-merge.
Yes. Castaways stood behind a cage door where they maneuvered a handle through a maze. And once their handle is free, they unlock the door to race to complete a slide puzzle. First person to finish wins immunity. I believe that Jay won this in the original Millennials versus Gen X.
Yeah, it makes sense. You know, I think Dr. Fauci is used to limiting points of his vision with the masks and everything. So it makes sense that he could do things easily without necessarily seeing everything.
And like Jay, I'm going to be on the challenge next season also. Be on the lookout, everybody.
Look out, ladies.
Look out, Johnny Bananas.
Okay.
I think you should be worried about Fessy. Have you not been keeping up?
Fessy is a moron, okay?
Fessy, meet Fauci.
Yeah. All right. Let's go back to our camp. Of course, we have our big events going on.
Nobody's found the idol yet.
Yeah. All right. Beth Harmon and the Fly have a major fight. So problems at Pretty Fly for a White Guy when Beth Harmon and the Fly are having a major fight.
The Fly just seems to be really getting stuck in everyone's craw here between his fight with Fauci last week. Now this time, this could be the breaking point for them.
Mm-hmm. I think she's annoyed. The Fly keeps landing on the white spaces on the chessboard, really throwing her off.
this Fly's annoying everybody. Who could have thunk it?
Mm-hmm. Maybe she didn't like the name of the alliance either.
Yeah.
Okay. Lasting impact. And now the Fly and Taylor Swift bond slightly. Okay.
All right, so the Fly is looking at greener pastures right now that Taylor Swift takes her album photos in.
Okay, all right. So now we have a big alliance all of a sudden, a six-person alliance here. Now, not involving the Fly or Dr. Fauci, it's Beth Harmon, Carol Baskin, Dolly Parton, Gal Gadot, Michael Jordan, and Quibi.
This is a game changer right now. This is a six-person alliance out of nowhere. I mean, it's all women, Michael Jordan, and the streaming platform Quibi. So really talking about, you know, mixing it up. But yeah, this is not good news for The Fly. It's not good news for Fauci, and it's not good news for Tom Nook.
Yeah. Okay, that's wild here at the final 10 to have this big six-person alliance form. But let's see what happens. Let's go.
Could they stick together for this one?
Yeah. Mike, who do you think is going home?
I would imagine Fauci's immune. I would not be surprised if it's Tom Nook. I feel like outside of his relationship with Gal Gadot, he's not involved in any other alliances. I think you would say that maybe Quibi, so they finally like just completely eradicate all of Elon Musk's alliances. But Quibi is now in the majority.
What kind of animal is Tom Nook?
He's a raccoon.
Raccoon.
Or I believe he's a tanuki, technically.
A tanuki. Which I believe is
like a Japanese raccoon.
I didn't think that was a real animal.
Well, listen, you didn't know the tigers were animals either, so.
Yeah, that's true. You never played Super Mario 3?
I did, but I didn't. I thought a tanuki was just a made-up thing by Nintendo.
No, it's like a Japanese like raccoon dog.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a teddy bear that could turn into a statue. I didn't think that was based on a real thing.
Well, how do you think he blends in so easily in the background?
Yeah, a Tom-nuki. Okay.
Basically. All right.
Let's go.
I'm worried about Taylor Swift here. I'm a Swiftie, and she's been picking up votes. She's not in that big alliance. I could see this going poorly for her.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I didn't even realize that she wasn't in that. And now that she finally, to your point, Rob, she got rid of her big ops, baby nut. Could this be her time?
Okay, let's see. First vote, Tom Nook.
Tom-nuki.
The Fly.
Oh, Fly's causing Tom too Nook. Much problem.
The Fly. 2-2. Tom Nook. The Fly. We're tied again. Tom Nook. The Fly. Okay. Four votes, Tom.
Wow.
Four votes, Fly. Two votes left. Tom Nook.
Okay. I have to imagine this
the
is
the Oh, we are tied. Anytime you play Millennials versus Gen X, you have to tie at the final 10.
Wait, how did this happen? There was an alliance of six.
No.
Who flipped?
It was Fessy.
Okay. All right. 5-5. Wow. We have a revote. We'll have a revote of 8. If we tie again, we are going to rocks. All right. Tom Nook. The Fly. The Fly. Tom Nook, we are tied. Tom Nook, The Fly, we are tied again.
Oh my God.
Two votes left. Tom Nook. Tom Nook,
wow.
Somebody flipped.
Somebody flipped.
Somebody flipped again. Okay.
Tom Nook. Wow, what is going on?
The tribe
on here?
Has spoken. Somebody crossed him.
Bells.
Some animal. Yeah.
We got it. We got to get into this because there's so much double crossing here.
All right. Beth Harmon.
Even looking here. So Beth Harmon voted for Tom Nook. Carol Baskin, who's supposed to be in this new alliance with her, did not vote with her. She voted for The Fly.
Voted for The Fly. Dolly voted for Tom Nook. Fauci voted for Nook. Gal Gadot always votes wrong. Votes for The Fly. Michael Jordan voted for The Fly. The Fly voted for Tom Nook. Quibi
voted
for The Fly, then flipped.
Quibi flipped-y.
Okay. Taylor Swift voted for Tom Nook. Nook voted for The Fly. And Nook gives the legacy advantage to Gal Gadot.
Finally, that relationship pays off. So let's break down what happened here. Basically, it was Pretty Fly for a White Guy got Taylor Swift on their side.
Gadot.
And then basically everyone else voted for The Fly. And then on the revote, Quibi was scared of drawing a rock, said, I don't want my programming to be canceled right now, and said, okay, I'm going to flip and, you know, stay in the majority right now.
Okay.
Not sticking my neck out for Tom Nook.
Wow. All right. Final 9 here. Best of 2020. So we got a barn burner on our hands. Chappelle, do you feel like that you see a clear favorite?
No, but you have to start looking at Gal Gadot as a front runner. She has that legacy advantage. She never votes on the right side of the numbers.
so she's not making her.
Yeah, she's not making any enemies, though. Yeah, And she has a way of just bringing people together for like this, like in celebrities of all types and just having them in one space.
Yes.
And so I could see her as kind of like the bridge and just taking this all the way to the end and receiving a lot of the votes.
Can she beat Michael Jordan in the final two? Final three.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where that happens.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Gal Gadot has the legacy advantage now. All right. Our pretty fly for a white guy has stayed true somehow.
But it's interesting because this Trebek tribe alliance is apparently of the same strength, but they did not vote together in the least last time.
Yes. Okay. So this six-person alliance, Beth Harmon, Carol Baskin, Dolly Parton, Gal Gadot, Michael Jordan, and Quibi, brings together Beth Harmon and Dolly from the pretty fly for a white guy alliance, brings in Gal Gadot and Michael Jordan, that pair, and then Carol Baskin and Quibi are a little bit of stragglers. Looks like maybe Beth Harmon and Dolly Parton, are they ride or dies?
Yeah, that might be a thing. It's also interesting in that Dolly seemed to bring in the other two people from that Kobe tribe, the swap tribe that she ended up with making the merge with, so she felt pretty good about them because they kept her around.
Okay. All right. Let's go to our immunity challenge or reward challenge.
I believe this is the family visit, is it not?
Gal Gadot wins reward, and she shares her reward with three castaways. They win a barbecue at camp with a loved one. All right, so loved ones are coming in. Who's Gal Gadot's loved one? Chris Pine?
Superman.
Yes, okay. Quibi's loved one?
Oh, boy.
Jeffrey Katzenberg?
Yeah, I think
Okay.
Carol Baskin's loved candidate as well.
Yeah. Carol Baskin's loved one.
A tiger.
Not her husband. Her current husband.
One of the husbands.
One of her husbands. Yeah.
Well, no, the tiger comes out and says, "He died, dude."
Oh no. Well, she has an alibi. At least she was on Survivor.
She can't do it this time.
Does Beth Harmon have a loved one?
I believe she might have a loved one on the show,
Netflix.
The Queen's Gambit.
Is there a King's Gambit we should know about? No.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I did not watch the show. I can text my wife.
This is a good excuse for you to watch it, Rob.
Did you watch it?
I've watched a couple of episodes, so I can't speak onto it fully. But basically, there's a camper character, Mr. Shable, who's like the custodian at the place that she studies at that teaches her how to play. So maybe he gets this old janitor to be her loved one.
Okay.
I'm hoping Carol Baskin brings in her Dancing with the Stars partner as her loved one.
Ooh.
Like, give us a little Pasha Kovalev, and we might get like a what was it? The Circle of Life they did, a samba.
Shable, are you a Dancing with the Stars guy?
I dabble.
Dabble with the dancing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are we up to our immunity challenge here?
Yeah. No, and we'll see, though. We'll see if Gal Gadot ticked off her new alliance members with the people she picked.
No, she's going to win immunity. Oh, Gal Gadot is heating up.
Really having a real Adam Klein-esque episode, right? I remember back in the day, Rob, you and I argued if that was like one of the best individual episodes for a Survivor contestant ever when he won reward.
What did
won,
I say? Or
got one reward, won immunity, played the idol correctly, like everything was going their way. But of course, we know Gal Gadot, everything is not going to go her way.
Okay. All right.
Notably, she left the fly out of the reward challenge. She did not invite the fly to the feast with the loved ones.
That's true.
Yeah, keep the fly away from the food. All right.
Keep Mike Pence away from the food.
Let's
assuming
go.
He was his loved one.
Yes. Then Quibi has found the idol. Oh, wow. Look at this.
Quibi's like, all right, I can finally play an idol on myself now.
Chappelle, can you believe this?
No, Quibi has overstayed its welcome. How, Quibi? Like, we voted you out already. I mean, like, you know, not in the game, but you know, in life.
$100.
Yeah.
Quibi's here to stay, it seems.
All right. Dr. Fauci did not steal a visit from a loved one, also.
Is he ever going to use that thing?
I don't know. Maybe he knows it's a lame reward.
He might do what Jay did and like steal someone's reward and then invite that person on the reward.
Maybe. Okay. So back at camp, Carol Baskin and Dolly Parton have a small fight.
Yeah. I mean, Carol got to go on the loved ones visit. I'd imagine that Dolly Parton would want to see Miley Cyrus and shows he's a little ticked off at Carol when her dead.
I just wanted to see my niece, my goddaughter. Okay. All right. Then Quibi has a major meltdown again. Quibi.
This is exactly why we got rid of you the first time.
This is why you shouldn't be in beta.
Okay. All right.
Then, something's happening with the Pretty Fly for a White Guy Alliance.
Beth Harmon has left. We knew she does not like the fly.
She was at the bottom of that ladder anyway.
Okay. Chappelle, are they Pretty Fly 3 a White Guy?
That sounds about right. No, I think we have time. What's the new alliance name, Rob? What we got?
Okay. Dolly Parton, Dr. Fauci, and the fly. Okay. I think I've got it. Okay.
Okay, what do you got?
Hold on. I'm almost there.
What about like double D fly?
The D is for doctor?
Yeah.
I got nothing, you guys.
Yeah. I'm getting close to like working 9 to fly. But I can't get that. Doesn't make sense for Fauci.
Does it make sense for Fauci? He does have a job.
He does have a job. He's an employed person.
Okay. All right. There you go. So then.
We have a new alliance forming.
A new alliance. Carole Baskin, the fly, Quibi, and Taylor Swift.
Okay, so Carole Baskin and Quibi are double dipping here in that they had in that big six
double,
person
triple
alliance.
Dipping.
Now they're in an alliance with the fly and Taylor Swift. The fly is also double dipping on multiple foods here between that alliance that we just named and now this.
The fly and Taylor Swift seem like they have a connection.
Yeah, Taylor Swift had to step in and get rid of the baby nut, but the fly, yeah, she seems to be working well with the fly, and this is Taylor Swift's first alliance in a while.
Mm-hmm. And it is interesting that Quibi, who is Baby Nut's best friend, is now sleeping with the enemy, in a manner of speaking.
Mm. Okay. All right, here we are. Final 9 tribal council. Who's vulnerable right now?
Oh, boy. I think Beth Harmon's definitely up there, considering she just left that main alliance. I mean,
do you vote for her that she just left the alliance? I feel like that she's probably more friend than foe, right?
Michael Jordan has never been in the right this entire post-merge, and now that his partner in crime, Gal Gadot, is immune, that does not look good.
Oh, they can put the votes on Jordan. Is she the Scottie Pippen to his Jordan?
I don't think so. I mean, in what world did you have Scottie Pippen like outlasting Michael Jordan? I think this one, you got to be worried for Mike here. But I'd say she's more of like a Tony Kukoc.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Quibi has the idol. It's time to vote. All right. Nobody plays an idol.
Okay. Quibi sitting on
it. Beth Harmon. The fly.
Hmm.
Dr. Fauci.
Oh, boy.
Beth Harmon. Dr. Fauci.
Uh-oh.
Beth Harmon. 3 votes, Beth. Wow, 2 votes, Dr. Fauci. 1 vote for the fly. Dr. Fauci. The fly. Wow. All right, that's 3 votes, Beth Harmon. 3 votes, Dr. Fauci. 2 votes for the fly.
It's
1 vote left.
Post-merge.
Dr. Fauci, the tribe has spoken.
Wow, so Beth Harmon
got off the
ship here, essentially. She's like, I know the votes are against us, so I'm going to leave this alliance before they leave
4-3-2. Call Shannon Gus, because it's only
she just woke up right now, like feeling a disturbance in the force.
Wow, Dr. Fauci, he had a good run here.
Very good run. I mean, you have to imagine how these votes were split. I'm going to say Gal Gadot and Michael Jordan were the 2 votes against the fly. Just a hunch.
Okay. All right. Beth Harmon, Carole Baskin, and the other Fauci votes were Quibi and Taylor Swift. Okay.
There's that new alliance.
Okay. That new alliance of 4.
And Mike, you called it Godot and
Michael Jordan.
Michael
Jordan with another air ball that just keeps going, is not getting any people right.
And it looks like the short named alliance is short lived as the other 3 try to vote out their former. They tried to do what I said, Rob. They tried to get rid of the deserter, Beth Harmon, but it did not end up working out in their favor.
You know,
would have helped getting Gal Gadot and Michael Jordan on your side, people.
Which no one seems to care to do.
Low agents out there.
Okay.
Yeah. Might be time to consider retirement, Mike. Maybe this is the This is the end. Maybe he's lasted too long, MJ.
The last dance. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, down to the final eight. Bev Harmon, Carol Baskin, Dolly Parton, Gal Gadot, Michael Jordan, The Fly, Quibi, and Taylor Swift. All right. Gal Gadot has a lot going on for her. Even though she is never voting correctly, she has the legacy advantage.
Oh, yeah. We should also mention Fauci getting voted out. The reward seal is officially out of the game, right?
Oh, okay. Gets voted out with the reward seal. She has a legacy advantage. Okay. So she's got to get through a couple more votes, and then she's at a free spot at five. Okay. Dolly Parton is only left with The Fly.
Just you and me, fly boy.
All right. Then we have our big six-person alliance, which is meaningless. They do not ever vote together.
I mean, theoretically, if these six do stick together, then they can easily get rid of what? The Fly and Taylor Swift and make the final six.
Mm, okay. But the alliance that voted together, this is the new power alliance in the game. Baskin,
this is the new hotness.
The Fly, Quibi, and Swift.
Want to go for an alliance name?
What's it called?
I got nothing.
Quibi's Angels.
We'll take it.
One of them has wings.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Then Beth Harmon has won immunity. Okay.
Good. She needed it. She was almost gone last time.
Okay. The queen stays queen. All right.
Adios. El Svidanya. I think she's Russian. But, I don't think she's Russian. Actually.
Let's go back to camp, and we see that Carol Baskin and Quibi have a minor disagreement. Uh-oh, trouble in paradise for Quibi's Angels.
I think Quibi has that idol.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Quibi's going to have a hard time picking up the votes. They've had a minor disagreement with pretty much everybody.
Pretty much everybody. Okay.
Yeah.
Then Gal Gadot is impressing the rest of the team. Okay.
Well, it only matters in the voting booth, Gal Gadot, so get your head on straight.
All right, here we go. This is our final eight tribal council. Quibi has the immunity idol. Chappelle, who do you think's in trouble tonight?
I think Carol Baskin was on the edge of that one idol, but I mean, Taylor Swift has just been creeping along. She's kind of tangential to that alliance. I can see her going here, too. I'm worried about both of those people, actually.
I don't know.
I think this is MJ's last dance, personally.
Yeah, I think between Michael Jordan, Gal Gadot, Dolly Parton, I think it's going to be one of those three. They're not in the group of five. Beth Harmon is immune. We'll see. All right. Quibi has the idol. And no one will play the idol. All right. First vote, Gal Gadot.
But she was impressing.
Gal Gadot. Maybe too much.
Too impressive the after fly. The marriage.
And The Fly, okay. 2-2. Gal Gadot. Oh, a Taylor Swift
Taylor
vote.
Swift.
Okay.
Who threw away their vote? Probably Gal Gadot.
Three votes Gal Gadot. Two votes for The Fly. One vote for Taylor Swift. Two votes left. Gal Gadot.
Wow.
The tribe has spoken. Okay.
This might be a bad move. She was really no threat to anybody considering she had literally no idea what was going on at any portion of time.
Okay. Let's see who did this. Okay. Beth Harmon voted for The Fly. Carol Baskin voted for Gal Gadot. Oh, so the Alliance of Four did not vote together here. Carol Baskin voted for Gal Gadot. Dolly Parton voted for Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot voted for The Fly. So even on her way out the door.
Michael Jordan throws a vote to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Michael Jordan
maybe she knew Gal was going and he couldn't throw a vote her way.
Maybe. Okay, The Fly voted for Gal Gadot. Quibi voted for Gal Gadot. Taylor Swift voted for Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot voted for Quibi. Okay.
No, Gal Gadot gives the legacy advantage to Quibi.
Oh, sorry. Gal Gadot gave the legacy advantage to Quibi. Ooh, can you believe it?
If Quibi makes the final six, Quibi has two idols, essentially.
Okay. So it looks like that Quibi stayed on the same page as The Fly and Taylor Swift, but Carol Baskin, she's on there. So it was the Alliance of Four.
It was those four plus
Quibi's Angels. And Dolly Parton voted with them. Parton. Got it.
If only Michael Jordan would have voted for The Fly. as opposed to just being wrong all the time.
Well, at least now she's given the legacy advantage to Quibi, but that legacy has gone to Michael Jordan of never voting correctly.
All right, here we are. Final seven. Can you believe it?
Wow. Look at this group. And we are, an episode away from the finale right now. It is not looking good for Michael Jordan in particular or Beth Harmon. I think those are the two that are really on the outs right now.
Okay. All right.
Neil Creed's Queen's Gambit to be able to get Beth Harmon to make the finale here.
Michael Jordan closing in on another finals, though.
Yeah, once he gets there, he's normally good. Once he gets there, that's kind of his place. The question is, does he make it?
Yeah.
Does he make it all the way voting for the wrong people?
Going for championship number 7. We'll see. All right. Let's go to back to the beach. And Quibi now has the hidden immunity idol and the legacy advantage. So Quibi
swimming in like net worth right now.
Yes. If Quibi had half as much of success as they're having on Survivor, they'd be raking in the dough. Instead, here they are, though. If they can get through this vote, then they could play the idol at 6 and the legacy advantage at 5. Automatic spot in the final 4.
Yeah, they just have to get past this one vote and they're essentially guaranteed final 4.
They have a 4-person alliance. It looks good for them, Chappelle.
What a time, Quibi, to actually last in anything that you've ever done. This is the time. If you couldn't do it in 2020, you could definitely do it here on Survivor 2020 All-Stars.
Okay. All right. Dolly Parton and The Fly have an alliance. There's a 5-person alliance that Michael Jordan is allegedly involved in. And then Quibi's Angels. Okay. Let's go to our reward challenge here at the final 7. Oh, sorry. Go right to immunity. Michael Jordan wins immunity. Okay. He's heating up.
You don't want to see Michael in the finals.
Former member of the Wizards. It makes sense.
All right. So Michael Jordan cannot be voted for. He will go
not
to the
Beth Harmon.
He's headed to the finale. All right. So back at camp, we know what Quibi has. Beth Harmon and The Fly find something in common. This has been an on again, off again relationship with Beth Harmon and The Fly.
I think they're just trying to be like, look, we're getting along, but like really got off on the same foot. You were going on all those rewards. I really had Fauci in my ear at all times. Now I have a fly in my ear and I'm feeling a lot better about you.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have our Quibi's Angels. Carol Baskin has left the alliance. Look, this is the final 7. Carol Baskin could be a huge swing vote if she votes with Beth Harmon, with Michael Jordan, and Dolly Parton. They could flip this whole thing.
But that counts on Michael Jordan voting the correct way at any point.
Right. If she votes with Michael Jordan, she will be on the wrong side of the votes.
Michael Jordan will vote for Jeff Probst this coming tribal council. I'm calling it right now.
Okay. All right. So, tribal council. It's final 7.
Oh, man.
Chappelle, who's in trouble tonight?
Carol Baskin's just in such an elite spot in the middle. Is there a chance they all just look and just vote out the hostage? You think they just turn on Carol Baskin?
It's been done before.
Yeah. Rob, you know anybody's ever done something similar?
Can you think of a
time in Survivor history where they just looked at somebody and said, you know what, let's just get rid of them?
Mm-hmm. It's happened. It happened to a Dolly also. So
But it's interesting in that Quibi has an idol and Quibi is now part of a 3-person alliance. So maybe Quibi feels unsafe enough to play that idol. And so maybe their safety in the game of getting to that final 4, as we said, is more in jeopardy now.
All right.
In honor of the Trebek, late break named after this tribe.
Let's see what happens. All right. So it is time to vote. No idols are played. First vote.
Quibi feels safe.
The Fly. Taylor Swift.
Interesting. Okay.
Those are two of Quibi's Angels, correct?
I believe so.
Beth Harmon.
Yeah, Beth Harmon. Looking good for Beth Harmon.
The Fly. That's 2 votes for The Fly. 2 votes for Beth Harmon. 1 vote for Taylor Swift. Beth Harmon. Beth Harmon. Checkmate.
Anybody want to put any bets on Michael Jordan being the one vote for Taylor Swift?
I think he was. Guarantee you.
Beth Harmon.
The best storyline of this season, by the way.
Voted for The Fly. Carol Baskin voted for The Fly. Dolly Parton voted for Beth Harmon. Michael Jordan voted for Taylor Swift. Of course. Interesting here. It looks like Dolly Parton replaced Carol Baskin in Quibi's Angels.
So they knew they needed a 4th vote, and so they went to Dolly and they basically like, okay, just so you know, we've been in a side alliance the entire time. Don't be mad, but we want you on board right now. I mean, Dolly does have that relationship with The Fly, right?
Yes. And it looks like Beth Harmon maybe recruited Carol Baskin to vote for The Fly.
And so even if they had Michael, it wouldn't have completely worked. But once again, Michael off on an island on his own.
Yeah. Okay. Michael's going to do his own thing. All right. Here we are. The final six is Carol Baskin, Dolly Parton, Michael Jordan, The Fly, Quibi, and Taylor Swift. Chappelle, you like this final six?
I mean, aside from Quibi, I'm really rooting for all these people, honestly. I mean, but Quibi is, you know, they've overstepped their welcome for me. I've been rooting against Quibi for several rounds. I'd hate to see him just march to the end and win this thing. But Quibi's
the one that you expect to go pre-merger. Like, why are they here? But they end up making it really far. They're really the Quibi Wentworth of this season.
Mike, who's the fan favorite?
Oh, I think right now, you gotta imagine it's Dolly.
Yeah,
right.
Like,
has that Sandy Bergen kooky old lady energy that people really enjoy, and the fact that she's made it so far, especially worming her way through that pre-merge, people got on board with her.
Okay. All right. Let's go to our next amount of time on the beach. Let's see. Quibi.
This is Quibi's big round, right? Quibi made through that round. They have the legacy advantage and they have an idol right now.
Yeah. If Quibi knows what it's doing, it's going to play the idol here and the legacy advantage. But again, as we've noted before, Chappelle, Quibi is not always run well.
Yeah. It would be right on par for Quibi to not play the idol. I'm hoping it doesn't happen. It's probably great TV, but we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. So Dolly Parton and The Fly. Dolly Parton is now in this group of four, which used to be six. There's Quibi's Angels also. That's Quibi, The Fly, Taylor Swift. Dolly Parton voted with them last time. Let's see what happens. All right. Let's do our immunity challenge. Carol Baskin has won immunity.
Ooh, that was pretty essential for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Carol Baskin shares her reward. She takes Quibi and Michael Jordan to dinner.
I mean, this is a clear pitch, right? She's saying, like, there's this alliance of three. I was a part of it. Michael, look at me. This is the name you need to write down tonight, Michael. Please do this. Don't vote down the wrong name like you have the past 7 weeks.
She needed to take Quibi to the dinner to show Michael Jordan who to vote for.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I mean, like, this is who you vote for. Like,
I just need to sit you down here. This is the thing. This is the app.
Last round, she wrote Taylor Swift, in the sand, you know, and it worked. So this round, she's going to try and get Quibi out.
Okay. All right. So back at the beach, we have our a group of four. It wasn't really happening. It dissolved.
Yeah, I think they were just stringing along Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan and Quibi seem to have an alliance. Okay.
Well, they're the only two former Kobe people left. So I think they were sort of looking around like, hey, you want to ride this out together? I don't know what's going on right now. Okay. So
it's a very weak alliance, but it's something for Michael Jordan, who was a free agent.
It's more impressive for Quibi. Quibi has an alliance with everyone, including Mike at this point, who doesn't know what's happening. So, I mean, he's even going and scooping up, some would say, the Nora of the season.
Yes, we were sleeping on Quibi. Quibi has played maybe the best game of the post-merge.
We'll see. Possibly. We'll see if they can listen. They can David Wright it here and play idols at 6 and 5. If they get to 4 and they lose, that's it.
Okay. All right. Here we are. Final six. Quibi should play its idol here. Okay.
Or legacy advantage.
Well, is it the legacy advantage of 6 and the idol of 5? I think I had it backwards. Yeah.
Or it could play the legacy advantage and then play an idol on like The Fly or Taylor Swift right now, right?
Oh.
It's a real guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Quibi, did you vote for who I told you to vote for?
So, Quibi is in a good spot. Made a deal with Michael Jordan. Carol Baskin is immune. This seems like trouble, potentially, for Dolly Parton.
It's not an exact advantage getting, but it's sort of like a loose offshoot of it, where like she's not really with anybody right now that can be protected by idols or immunity.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Dolly is going to have to work pretty hard if she's going to make it down to 5. We'll see. This could be it for her at 6. Quibi has the hidden immunity idol and the legacy advantage. Quibi is going to use the legacy advantage. Any votes against Quibi will not count. All right. Quibi is going to use the hidden immunity idol on The Fly.
Wow. So Quibi must really think that the votes are coming the fly's way, because otherwise could have kept it in their pocket. But I think they're guaranteeing, like, I want three votes at the final five, and then I don't need to have an idol either way.
Okay.
Yeah. Saving the fly here gives Quibi, like, this is your goat. This is the person who's had the most conflict with everybody. I'm keeping the fly around, too.
Agency for Quibi. All right. First vote is for Michael Jordan.
Oh.
Dolly Parton. MJ. MJ. Michael Jordan. This was the last dance. The tribe
unanimous vote. Wow. So Quibi wasted their idol.
Yes. Michael Jordan, you know, so much respect, but he did play a terrible game.
Yeah. Probably one of the worst Survivor players we've ever seen in these simulations. Yes. Never voted the right way.
Michael Jordan hasn't played this bad since he was on the Chicago White Sox.
Oh my gosh.
Not great.
I mean, you can't be great at everything. Michael, we're not telling you to shut up and dribble, but you know, maybe not.
This wasn't your game. Yeah.
This just wasn't it.
Yeah. Now that Space Jam 2 is coming out, he doesn't even have another game to turn to. Not a great result for Michael Jordan here in 2020.
Mm. Yeah.
But if you're a stats guy, Michael was, was it 100% wrong?
Yeah.
It's
admirable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The greatest loser of all time in Survivor, Brant Steels.
Okay. All right. It's our final five here.
Winner is going to be either a woman, a fly, or a nap.
Mm. All right. Baskin, Parton, The Fly, Quibi, and Taylor Swift. A dream. Final five.
Someone's dream.
Somebody's dream. Okay. Let's see. Dolly Parton has found the idol. Oh my God. Yay! It's a miracle.
Dolly's making the final four.
There was Jesus.
Now
there is Dolly.
They made a huge mistake. Quibi had the idol in its pocket, wasted it, played it on the fly, forgot to make a fake hidden immunity idol.
On the fly as well.
Yes. Forgot to make a fake hidden immunity idol to trick Dolly Parton to not go look for the real one. And here she is now. And she has now the hidden immunity idol and guarantees a spot going to the final four, unless she does something crazy like Aunt Patty did that one time, Mike.
You never know. You can never count that out. It's also interesting, though. I believe Quibi did make a fake
Brand idol. Steel Magnolias, yes.
They put it behind a paywall, though, so nobody could really access it, nor did anyone really want to.
Okay. All right. Then,
wow, this got really interesting.
Yes. Okay. Then Dolly Parton with the idol. Dolly Parton and the fly now. They've got an alliance. Don't forget about the alliance between Dolly Parton and the fly. Fly was able to convince Quibi to play an idol on it. Okay. Now, here we have Quibi's Angels is Taylor Swift and the fly. Fly is playing both sides. Buzzing from here to there.
An alliance right now.
Bouncing from one head to the next. Okay. Carol Baskin, though, wins immunity. Oh, boy.
Carol Baskin is that one two in a row.
Yes, Carol Baskin, a cool cat and kitten under the circumstances.
Queen. Yeah.
All right.
So
yeah, the three C's, cool cat and kitten.
Oh, my gosh. So we have to be looking at Quibi as the obvious boot, right? Like,
he's in this spot where you can't let this guy from Quibi.
I mean, it's interesting, though, yeah, because the two outsiders of Quibi's Angels are now immune. Essentially. Mm. So yeah, one of those three has to go right now.
Yeah. Okay. So
any world where Taylor Swift goes home right here.
Can the fly convince Taylor Swift to vote against Quibi? Let's see.
That's interesting.
All right. Dolly Parton and the fly have a small fight. Okay.
Right, I wonder if it has a lasting impact though.
It has a lasting impact.
Damn it.
All right. So
is this gonna break apart?
Their alliance is dissolved. Not good. Wow. But guess what? That maybe Dolly Parton was like a little bit too much. Like, hey, let's do this. And the fly is like, hey, don't talk to me right now. I'm really stressed out.
Yeah, shoo fly. Don't bother me.
Yeah. Okay.
Buzz off.
All right. So let's talk this through. Dolly Parton has an idol. Carol Baskin is immune. The fly, Quibi or Taylor Swift will go home. One of Quibi's angels should be leaving tonight.
I think it's The Fly here. I think that it always comes down to like the very last thing that somebody did. And I feel like Dolly at least is going to shoot a vote The Fly's way. And that might be enough if the rest are coming Dolly's way.
I just can't see these people letting Quibi make it even any further. It's such been such an impressive game.
Yeah.
I mean, with minus the screw up with the idol, the last play, Quibi has been making a run for this final. I just can't see it. The Fly seems like an obvious goat.
For Carole Baskin, this could be sweet revenge. Don't forget, she was one of Quibi's angels at one point. She left the Alliance. She has the chance to now pick which person in the Alliance is going home. Who will be fed to the Tigers tonight? The Fly, Quibi, or Taylor Swift? All right, I can't wait to find out. This is a great Final Five. All right, Dolly Parton has the idol. Dolly, do not let us down.
You, come on.
Ma'am, you play that idol tonight. Dolly Parton will play the idol. Thank you.
There we go. Yes.
Thank you, Dolly.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Any votes cast against Dolly will not count. Let's check the votes. First vote. Dolly does not count. Oh, they didn't know she had the idol.
Could have been it.
Dolly.
Yeah.
Does not count. Dolly, maybe she was acting weird around camp. That's why the Fly we got mad at her. Okay. Dolly does not count. Oh, all of Quibi's angels voting for her. Oh boy.
Oh, wow.
The Fly.
The Fly. Oh, yeah.
That's that revenge.
The Fly. Oh, the Fly. You had to have the fight with Dolly. Oh, the Fly.
You right, knew. But, you knew it's usually the very last thing that happens.
Yeah.
And you had to make that
so
happen.
This was, I mean, Dolly and Carole Baskin voted together for the Fly. Did they pick the right person, Chappelle?
I just don't know. I mean, I can say it. You got to be looking at the Fly as someone you could beat. But at the end of the day, I mean, if he's taking up one of those spots in the final, what, three, then you got to get rid of him. So maybe, right? Maybe.
No, this could have been like the whole Suri 3-2-1. Like, you're taking up a spot in the final three right now. Let's get the GOAT.
Yeah.
Quibi's angels, they blew it. They all voted for Dolly. Okay. Boy, this is a great season. For 2020, you know, not such a great year. Great brand steal.
In like a lion, out like a tiger.
Okay. Let's go to our final four. This is not fire making. We got a real vote coming up. A challenge and a vote. All right. Let's go. The winner of Final Four Immunity will be... Oh, we're going to go. Oh, sorry.
I was holding my breath.
Right. The only alliance left right now is the one between Quibi and Taylor Swift.
Okay.
So basically right now, essentially Dolly and Carole Baskin will have to join up together if they want to take out one of these two.
Boy, Chappelle, had Quibi made an alliance with Taylor Swift in real life, do you think that they would have been still around?
No, they're going to go back to December all the time when it comes to Taylor Swift. And December was the end of Quibi, regardless of what Quibi could have done. So no, I think this is fitting for this game, but in real life, no. Back to December.
All right. So let's go to our immunity challenge. Okay. I think that we will find out who wins immunity now. And it's guess what? The challenge queen. We hail Carole effing Baskin.
Holy moly. Three in a row. Guaranteed final three for Carole Baskin. You have to imagine she might force a tie here because she has nothing to lose at this point.
Yes. The only thing I'll say about Carole Baskin. The mayor of Ponderosa this season is Joe Exotic.
That's so true.
My God.
So, something to think about. She could be a zero vote finalist. He could be poisoning the jury.
Can you win this many challenges and get zero votes? Have we ever seen that before in Survivor Brant Steele or Survivor Proper?
I don't know.
I mean, I just feel like when you win these challenges, people give
respect. Ken won, I think, three or four individual immunities and didn't get a vote. So,
oh yeah, that's true. Is this the Ken of the season? Apparently,
Carole Baskin.
She has to live off grid. Similarly,
yeah. Okay. Let's go to.
If anything happens,
does she have any vinyl? Yeah. All right. Let's go to our back to the camp. All right. Dolly and Quibi have an alliance. Ooh, look at Dolly.
Wow, Dolly making a last ditch effort to save her ass right now.
Yeah, but Quibi's going to vote against Taylor Swift. The best that they could hope for is maybe a 2-2 tie, right?
Yeah, so this is going to be tough. This is Quibi's choice right now.
Quibi's choice.
Quibi has been in the driver's seat for weeks. I just don't understand why they're letting Quibi get this far.
Yeah. Dolly and Carol Baskin need to vote the same. And maybe that alliance with Quibi is shoring up that they're going to vote for Taylor Swift.
Oh, could Dolly Parton try to make a 2-1-1 happen?
Hmm. Okay. Let's see. Let's go to our big final four tribal council. Carol Baskin cannot be voted for. You would think Quibi and Taylor Swift will vote together. Chappelle, do you think that we get to 2-2?
You got to, right? You got to. But I'm just, Quibi's right there. Quibi's right there. Even T Swizzle should be looking at Quibi as somebody that she can't beat.
Carol Baskin has nothing to lose by voting, going to a tie with Dolly Parton. We'll see. All right. Let's see what's going on here. Our first vote is Dolly.
Mm.
Taylor Swift.
T Sweezy.
Dolly. Did Dolly get the second vote for Taylor Swift, or is she the last person eliminated before the jury? It's Dolly Parton.
What a run
for Dolly. Rob the G Dot Goddess.
I mean, one of the players of the season, in my opinion. I think the play she made for herself at five, even though it was necessary, might have just underlined the idea in people's heads of like, if she doesn't win, we have to vote her out here. I can imagine as we wanted a 2-2 vote, maybe Carol Baskin felt like Dolly Parton was stealing some of her thunder in those finals. And to be fair, Carol is going to the final three with a pair.
Yeah.
And there's a very good chance that they split the votes and she prevails there.
Yeah, she's also the challenge favorite. Carol could beat anybody in a challenge we've seen. And so, yeah. But you got to imagine Dolly, like you said, as a player of the season, she's probably going to see is probably going to pay some attention to her, to be the Dolly Rickenbacker of this Melina's versus Gen X season.
Yes. Bring her back for an all-star. She is the Brant Steel Magnolia. She came here. She was such a great season.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, it was a pair that was ultimately her downfall that she just could not get past.
Weighed her down.
Dolly. All right. Let's look at our final three.
The final three, who I believe all... Oh, wait, no, I was going to say they all came from both same pre-merge tribe, but Quibi's holding it down for the old Kobe tribe here.
Not for anything, Carol and Baskin. Little bit of a weak-ass move. I don't want to make this like a sequester challenge round or anything, but a little bit of a weak-ass move to... You were immune. You could have voted for Taylor Swift.
Yeah, like, if Dolly's begging you to give her the chance, why not do it, you know?
I don't mind Carol doing this. She sends Dolly back to Ponderosa to eat a sandwich. Rob, what do you think that sandwich is going to taste like?
I don't know.
Hell yeah. Never seen Sequester. You can't figure out what kind of sandwich. Yeah. I thought we were talking about Sequester now. We're off that.
Yes. Okay.
We can
kudos.
Continue.
Yeah.
We can continue.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Our final three is Carol Baskin, Quibi, and Taylor Swift. Look at this jury. A jury of 2020 luminaries.
A bunch of freaks.
Okay. Here's the jury. It is Baby Nut, Beth Harmon, Dolly Parton, Dr. Fauci, Elon Musk, Gal Gadot, Joe Exotic, Michael Jordan, The Fly, and Tom Nook.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, it's always a shot in the dark when it comes to this finalist voting. I feel like all three certainly have their own pitch. I think Carol Baskin, obviously, with the challenge wins. Quibi was the one that was running a lot of the game for a portion of time. Also has this narrative of my closest allies got taken out, yet I was able to prevail because of it. Bound and played idols got idols played on them. And Taylor Swift is someone who has sort of been in the majority since the very beginning and was able to make her way without barely getting targeted by anybody at any point in time.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't see this working out for T-Swizzle or Carol Baskin. This is Quibi's game to lose. I've been saying it since the merge. Quibi is the one to beat. And, you know, Quibi's got to win something. Okay?
Quibi was due. Okay.
Yeah.
Who's the fan favorite, though, Chappelle? Who's the fans rooting for now that Dolly Parton is gone?
You know, the fan loves their challenge beast. I think Carol Baskin is who the fans are kind of hanging their hat on right now. For once, I think they're behind Carol Baskin on this one. But... I just don't see it for her. I just don't see a way Quibi can fumble this one at the finish line like this.
Yeah. Taylor Swift, with all due respect, has done the least, I think.
Yeah. I think I would not be surprised if she's a zero vote finalist here.
Yeah, but she had a good social game, Mike.
With some people looking at you, Baby Nut.
Yes, she did not have a great relationship with Baby Nut. Okay, Mike, what's going to happen when I hit proceed?
You're going to go to the reunion, and then they're going to read it one vote at a time.
Okay, all right. Let's go and see our votes here for the winner. Okay, time to reveal the winner. Okay. Taylor Swift got a vote. Okay. She will not be a zero vote finalist. Carole Baskin got a vote. Quibi has a vote. 1-1-1. Everybody's getting votes.
They almost never have, you know, shutouts in Brant Steals.
Okay. Carole effing Baskin. 2 votes. Quibi.
2-2-1. 5 votes left.
Quibi.
3-2-1. 4 votes left.
Carole effing Baskin. Okay. So that's 3 votes Quibi, 3 votes Carole Baskin, 1 vote Taylor Swift.
3 votes left.
Quibi. Quibi. And the winner of Best of 2020 is Quibi. You are the winner of 2020.
Huge turnout right now after making that bet at the merge.
Yeah.
Yes.
That Tom Nook would be jealous of.
You know, I knew Quibi had it. I was rooting against Quibi, but I can't. You have to respect the gameplay.
Yes.
You have to respect the gameplay.
Quibi, you are the winner 2020 deserves.
You absolutely. 100%.
Came out. You failed spectacularly. You no longer exist. You are the perfect winner of our Best of 2020 Brant Steele.
Well, that's the interesting thing as well, right? As you could arguably say, we saw this with Taylor Swift, who did better than her previous performance. Like, there's a chance a lot of these people could come back for next year. There is
not
no
Quibi.
Chance. This was the only chance Quibi ever
this was
got
it.
Of coming on the show.
2020 did not deserve Taylor Swift as its winner. Quibi did.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Any last words for Carole Baskin leaving this season?
Redemption for Carole Baskin.
I want to see who voted for who, though, because that might also. I want to see if Joe Exotic voted for Carole Baskin.
Baby Nut would not vote for Taylor Swift. Vote for Quibi.
Obviously.
Yeah, it's Buddy Quibi.
Beth Harmon voted for Quibi. Dolly voted for Taylor Swift. They had so much in common the whole way through. Carole Baskin would not give her that vote. I think she was like, all right, fine. No jury vote for you, Carole Baskin.
And that was the one vote for Taylor Swift.
Dr. Fauci voted for Quibi. What can I say? It was fine.
Okay. It got more people to stay home.
Yeah. Elon Musk voted for Quibi. Don't forget he played an idol on Quibi this season. Gal Gadot finally voted for something that got the most votes. Quibi.
No, I think Gal Gadot thought she was voting against
this.
Someone.
Yes. Joe Exotic voted for Carole Baskin. Joe Exotic.
Can we frame that right now and hang that up somewhere?
Yes.
That's like Chris Noble voting for Dom.
Joe Exotic voted for Carole Baskin. Okay? All right? If there ever was a message to send people from 2020 that we can overcome our differences, Chappelle, Joe Exotic voting for Carole Baskin was that moment.
And Rob, I have to do this. I have to make my big reveal. You guys, in case you haven't picked up on it already, Joe Exotic is my father. And if you don't believe me, you can Google it. Yeah, Joe Exotic, that's dad. So, you know, I'm happy to see that he was able to put his differences to the side. I haven't forgiven him for abandoning me for a bunch of cats and a man with, you know, of several men that he's run off with instead of being my father. But, you know, I'm here.
Yes. Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, it's not something I'm proud of. But yeah, if you come across my name and Joe Exotic in the same article, just ignore it. You know, we're still working on us.
It's already out, so feel free to glaze your eyes over whenever you see it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still working on us. It's fine.
All right. And thank you for not recusing yourself from talking about his Brant Steele season.
Well, you know, I thought there might be a conflict of interest, but I can support my estranged father. It's fine.
Okay. Michael Jordan voted for Carole Baskin.
Yeah, again.
The Fly voted for Quibi. And Tom Nook voted for Carole Baskin. All right. Among Us Imposter won the fan favorite award, the first boot. How about that?
This is peak 2020. So they yes. Like all the 16-year-olds get together and vote Among Us Imposter fan favorite. He only lasted one episode.
Yes. He was not sus. The fan favorite of the season is the Among Us Imposter.
He got the Akiva bump.
Yes.
Don't understand, but okay. Go Among Us.
Imposter vented in to win the fan favorite award. Congratulations. All right. Quibi, you are the champion of 2020. You did
it. Wow. Look at this season.
Yeah.
Such a crazy thing season of things that have happened. And it, do you guys, you wouldn't happen to think it's the friends we made along the way.
That's right.
The story of 2020.
That's right.
Yeah.
Special thanks to Zoom for helping to facilitate the reunion, despite a 19th place finish in the season. So thank you for that.
And Megan Thee Stallion for performing a very evocative version of the Survivor theme song during the breaks.
Also, toilet paper for being available during the times of the reunion as well. We thank all of you.
All right. Wow. What a great season of Survivor. Best of 2020. Okay, let's see. Three challenge wins for Baby Nut. I think those count a lot of rewards. The three immunities for Carol Baskin is the really big factor here.
The Fly went on three reward challenges post-merge.
Yes.
The Fly got the most votes this season at 16 total. I was really hoping Michael Jordan would get up to 23, but it wasn't going to be the case.
No, Michael Jordan did not actually get that many votes this season, only 7.
Well, yeah, there's a difference between getting votes and making votes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, Dolly Parton found two idols. So congratulations at the end of a great season. Can't believe it.
Yeah. Any chance we see Taylor Swift back for a third season?
I mean, pretty likely. I mean,
it depends on how busy she's going to be in 2021, how many more albums she wants to drop.
Yeah.
That's true. So this is her second one in a row?
Yeah.
I mean, because 2019, I'm pretty sure it was majorly because of Cats, so not even linked with her music necessarily. So it depends on if she has another project coming up for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm. Okay, looking forward to seeing it.
She must have done something musically in 2019.
I mean, considering that she came out with two albums in 2020, I would not imagine that
she's busy. Yeah,
I mean, she did have the Lover album in 2019. You know, the me. That album where she was like taking songs offline and never letting people post them again because they sounded stupid and the fans didn't like them. Yeah, that's the one.
Wow. Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, if she starts becoming the person that puts out an album every year, she might just earn a spot coming back each and every season.
Every year.
The Mr. Spectacular of the Survivor End of Year brand steals.
Yeah.
But can she win? Can she win? Is this the Amanda Kimmel of Survivor? I mean,
this is the closest that she's gotten in her two attempts, and she wasn't almost there. Again, she only got one vote to the other 9, but still, she's improving. She's on an upward trajectory right now, but will that curve flatten is a good question.
Mike, don't ask.
Okay, all right. There you go. Chappelle, this was so fun to Brant Steele with you.
Yeah, I've done a two-parter with Mike before, and it was crazy. It was crazy. So this was good. We didn't have to break it into two parts. We got to talk about some of the brighter spots of 2020, even though this has been such a dark year for so many people. So yeah, happy to be here with you, Rob. Mike, thank you again for including me in your Brant Steele craziness. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. Chappelle, do you have anything coming up?
You tell me.
I don't have anything else. Well, I have the Best of 2020 coming up. Maybe you'll make an appearance there.
You call Aha. You know, okay. I just did the pilot season podcast with Michael J. Clark, and it was great. So if you ever have a few hours to listen to me talk about some of the most iconic moments in television from 2000 to 2020, then check it out. But nope, you tell me what I have coming up, and I'll be there.
Okay. Chappelle, where can people follow you on social media?
From what I understand, I tweet a whole lot.
Yes.
So don't follow me on Twitter.
But don't sleep on the Instagram stories, people.
Yeah. Yeah. Go look at my Instagram stories. Follow me on Instagram at Chappelle TNT. That's CHAPPELLTNT on Instagram. And I will like anybody's pictures. So if you follow me, I'll follow back.
Yes.
And I will like your pictures. I have no shame.
Chappelle, you do something with your stories that inspired me that I feel like that you get just like can like tell a story in your Instagram story. I've never seen anybody else do that before. It's like a bunch of like, here's this thing I ate, and then this happened. That you're going to go straight through. I like it. I was like, oh, I could do like a 2-minute podcast here.
Yeah, I'm a storyteller. That's what I do.
Yeah.
You know, and so I use Instagram as kind of that best. I don't do them a lot. You know, every now and then. So don't come to my Instagram expecting to see a lot of these stories. But every now and then at about 3 a.m, under the influences of several different things, I will tell a story. And so if you hear the story and you like the story, comment on the story. I'll respond. I promise.
Okay.
Yeah, please respond to Jonathan Schepenner. He's doing a fantastic job. Mike,
you stay out of this.
All right. Sorry, if Jonathan Penner.
You're no friend of mine, Bloom.
But I'm so excited for what Chappelle and the class of 2020, the new blood that has been brought to RHAP. It has only livened up the great stuff, the great, you know, bedrock that you've set here, Rob. And even though 2021 is a very, I don't know, shaky time for the world and for reality TV at large, it really is invigorating to have Chappelle and the likes of so many talented other podcasters, you know, join the network and be able to talk more about this nonsense.
Yeah, on behalf of all of them, Rob, yeah, class of 2020, like, I wouldn't be here without you guys just saying, hey, we wanted to spice it up. And so I can speak for all of them when we say, thank you, you know, giving us a shot and letting us hang around. And so there are a lot of great people. And hopefully we get some spots in the future to kind of showcase what we do.
Yeah, and hopefully we have more shows in the future to talk about. And we get Survivor back and then more Big Brother, and I'll have a lot more fun planned in 2021. So I am very grateful for, you know, all the new people, the new friends we made along the way, and also everybody that we have already on the podcast. And I think that 2021 is shaping up to be a lot of fun on the podcast. And then also I hope to actually leave this room in 2021 also.
Not, I mean, that's one goal you can set, is take one step out the door and then you'll be back in.
Yeah, I'd like to see other humans besides my family also. In 3D.
Good resolution.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Mike, I'm glad you said in 3D.
What's next for you?
A lot of stuff is next as we're closing out 2020 here. I should later this week have a podcast with the great Josh Wigler. And even though we went through the greatest hits in the manner of speaking of 2020, we also talk the greatest hits, the penultimate episode of Lost Season 3, which is, don't at me, the best penultimate episode of Lost ever. Had a lot of great time with that. Of course, Rob, you and myself and Jessica Leese closed up shop on The Amazing Race this past week. We had our exit interview, and we had, I will say without spoiling the exact names, the winning team from the season on the tar pits to close everything up, which was a lot of fun. And then before you know it, we're going to be back with Jess covering Tough as Nails Season 2 coming in February. So outside of that, we've got Star Trek finishing up its final few weeks, got a couple of other fun projects going on post-show recaps. And another big thing is, speaking of, you know, the shaky foundations of reality TV in 2021, one thing that is not so shaky, Survivor South Africa is coming back June 3rd. And Shannon, Gus, and myself are going to have an interview with LaRue Botha, who is the executive producer and showrunner of the series, to talk about how they were able to make Survivor in a pandemic and what we should expect from something six months
from now.
No, they
must have gone to Fiji.
Yeah, exactly. And then Shannon and I will
that's
we'll
the
talk
only way that
about,
you could make Survivor, right?
I mean, obviously, I mean, they have everything set up. Clearly, there's only one location. They basically call the country Survivor. I believe you're actually forbidden to film in other countries. But no, figure out the life hack that Survivor South Africa used to get a season done during a pandemic.
Wow.
And stay tuned to some of our other South Africa coverage as well, because we've got some stuff in the intermediary during the winter and spring to bring us into what should be a very fun summer for many reasons.
Okay. All right. Mike, of course, Mr. Brant Steele, great job once again, helping us get this all together, and always fun to get together for one of these with you. And we got a lot of great stuff going on the podcast. Hey, don't think we're going away because of the holidays. We got a lot more stuff going on. We could have some more special coverage on the way, but we're also going to have Dr. Hubicki is going to be back. He dropped in for Thanksgiving, and maybe he may just be sliding down the chimney one more time for more Ask Dr. Hubicki. We've been fielding your questions. We're going to talk to Christian and have another conversation with answering all your questions about science, Survivor, and sandwiches and more on Ask Dr. Hubicki Part 2. Lots of great stuff. Check out robhasawebsite.com. We'll have our best of 2020 stuff coming up next week as well.
Rob,
yes.
Rob, can I write in a question right now to ask Christian about the AI behind Brant Steele and what he thinks about the utility of running a programmable Survivor season virtually?
Yes. That I think that maybe that like the specifics of Brant Steele may be a little too like he may not know that, but I think about the idea of simulating Survivor might be interesting.
What about the specifics of Urkelbot?
Yeah,
what about that? If he can't do it with Brant Steele, he could at least tell us how Urkelbot works.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
Yeah, he's
as
a
well.
Doctor, right?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, just making sure.
So, all right, we'll do that. And then overall post-show recaps, I got to talk about the new CBS All Access reboot of The Stand with Jessica Lisa. I had a lot of fun doing that this week. You can check that out on postshowrecaps.com. Thank you so much for watching all this nonsense. We always appreciate it. Lots more to come both next week and in 2021. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Happy New Year.
Yes, and happy holidays.
Bye.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? Drop in to Pluto TV for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, for free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor. I was watching Survivor Pearl Islands the other day. And everything else from hit movies, binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV to start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in and watch free.